Blog Talk Radio.
Buddy, how's it going? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. Here on I'm Psychic X Journeyman, your host, and this is Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. So, if you want to give a call in here, please do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. Also, I'm going in the chat here, just trying to find the chat. All right, if you're in the chat room and you want to sit there and give us a, you know, ask a couple questions, that kind of thing, about coming on the air, please do so. We'd be glad to answer that question for you. And also, if you want to call me for private readings, I also do private readings as well. This is all I do. So, for private readings, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or call me through Skype at donald.reed, all in small letters, or call me up, or actually contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We got some May specials going on, so if you, for example, $75 for 75 minutes, $45 for 45 minutes, and $25 for 25 minutes. We also have a 15-minute session for $15, which is a one-card angel reading. And also our 90-minute sessions our group readings, parties. They're all going for $79 for this month. And for example, the 90-minute sessions go for $135. The 75-minute readings go for $125. And our parties and group readings are usually $150 flat fee. But for this month, you can get the group readings and the parties and the 90-minute sessions for only $77. And for the 75-minute readings, you can get $75. And so on and so on. We also have three for people who really, like, we want to sit down and work with people, with couples, relationship counseling, life coaching, that kind of stuff. I always recommend three sessions. Right now, we can actually give you a better deal on that, too, as well, where you can actually purchase three 90-minute sessions for only $150. Also, we have a block of 45-minute readings for only $100. You can also get a block of 75-minute readings. That's five. And to me, a block is four, but I always throw in an extra five. So for five 75-minute readings, you can get that for $125. And for five 45-minute readings, you can get that for $100. And for five 25-minute sessions, you can get that for $75. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. 740-601-9835 or through Skype at donald.reed8 or through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. So give us a call, and I can always say to everybody out there, if you got a deal that you want to come with the table with and say, hey, can you give me a session for this? Don't hesitate to ask. I've never turned anybody away, okay? And keep that in mind as well. So you go to the website, you'll see the prices. But for listening to the show, you get special prices, okay? So keep that in mind as well. We appreciate our callers, and we appreciate the listeners out there. We also have a sponsor named Richard Palenga, who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. They're spiritual products. They're natural products. And if you're a person who's trying to get all the toxins and chemicals out of your life, this would be a great chance. Because right now, Richard's giving us a heck of a special. Well, because he's saying for anybody who donates $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body mist. So this is a perfect opportunity to get a chance to take and sample some great products, sponsor a great show, and be also the ideal getting the chemicals out of your system, the toxins, and keeping your focus on that spiritual lifestyle. And these products will help that too, as much as this show will help you. All right, so keep that in mind too. We're all working together, so every donation enables us to keep doing that, keep going forward, keep offering those kind of specials. Just really giving back as much as we can, okay? So, and also, if you are a person who would like to donate to the show and you don't want to donate $25 or $35, you don't have to. You can donate anything you want, okay? So keep that in mind. And right now, I'm also open for anybody who wants to do workshops in the Colorado Springs area or wherever. I have no problem flying wherever you're at and taking care of the situation. Speaking engagements, I'm also available for lectures. I love teaching. I love talking about relationships and manifestation. And my biggest goal is to help everybody obtain the relationship of a lifetime as much as a life of a lifetime, okay? So the ideal through manifestation and getting some insights to relationship and how it works and how everything goes, and working those two together, I guarantee we can accomplish that goal. All right? So keep that in mind. Also, if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to sponsor this show, we'd love to have some more sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor the show, it's a simple $40 fee a month, and we can sponsor you, your product, or your service, whatever you'd like to do. Or else you just like to be a sponsor because you think you like the show and you like to keep us going, because we'd like to go up to at least Premium Plus or maybe Pro, and those do have a tendency to have a lot of big investments. Because right now, actually, we do pay $40 for the show now, and if we moved up to Premium Plus, it would be $100 a show. I mean, sorry, $100 for the show. And going to Pro, which means we would own everything, would be $250 a month. So, you know, those things are great. And I think they're great investments because it's like the ideal, doing a three-hour show on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. I like to sit down and work with people and actually do some really long shows where we can actually get the message out there, get some details, get some insights. We had somebody come on the show the other day who said that there was something she didn't know about, and she actually learned a lot. So we want to keep doing that. And the ideal, my MasterCard this year is the Master Teacher, so Divine Teacher, and I want to sit there and keep that going. So And anytime anybody wants to sit down, like I said before, we have the 3 hour, we have the three sessions for $150 flat fee, because they usually go for $77 a piece. Even the normal price is actually $135 a piece. So take advantage of that, because I like to sit down and work with couples who have gifted kids, to work with both sides, work with the parents and the kids, so they can actually work together to enhance that child's gift. And maybe in the process, because I always feel like if you have a gifted child, you're a gifted parent. So just keep that in mind too, and definitely give us a call at 740-500-8863. Love to sit down and do the whole thing with you. Also, the situation, we also working through Skype, where we can do one-on-one readings. And that doesn't change the price or anything like that either. We're just working through Skype to actually get to more people. No matter where you're at in the world, in the country, we can actually talk to you. I have premium Skype. I have conference calls. So therefore, you know, those calls would be as smooth as talking on the phone as well. So keep that in mind, too. We also can do group readings. We can do them two formats. We can either do them with 5 or 10 of your friends in the same place, or we can actually do a group readings with your 5 or 10 of your friends clear across the country, the world, wherever, just by doing conference calling. And like I said before, the fees don't change. It's the same thing. And also parties. We can be at your party. If you're in Washington and we're here in Colorado, all you simply need is a laptop on your side or a desk computer where someone can actually just come up to that computer and sit down just like they would normally do. Sit down with us and have a nice reading. So keep those in mind too as well. There's all kinds of formats of actually reaching out and connecting. So therefore, just utilize them. What do you say? All right, let's go back to the switchboard. I see we got some callers calling in. It's great. All right. I see Dee has called in. Hello, Dee. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good.
That's good. You're only pretty good.
Oh, no. Actually, today's been a really good day, I guess you could say.
That's great.
Now, I logged onto the computer and I pulled up, because I have MSN. I pulled it up, and they always have before you, you know, all these little interesting tidbits for people.
Oh,
wanted,
yeah.
Groom for dying celeb pooch. Dear God. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can read in the papers these days, what people are asking for. And you wish they would do the same format you see people ask for the strangest things, but you also see their lives have a tendency to be lacking in the other areas, where you wish they would come up with the same format and ask for those things too, you know?
It just seems a little weird, because I'm one of those people who believes a dog is a dog. You don't dress them up in fancy little clothes and things. I know some people do, and that's if that's what they want to do, fine. But
yeah,
I think a dog should be a dog.
To each their own.
Exactly. Now, if I had a dog, I wouldn't be painting its toenail, its, you know, claws or whatever. No thanks. No fancy little outfits. I'm a bigger dog person. Little dogs are fine, but some of them are so yappy, and I don't mean to insult anybody. So if anybody's listening and they have little dogs and they dress them up, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, it's just not my thing.
Right.
Definitely not. But I just noticed that, and I thought, oh, dear God. A little weird.
It happens, you know, with the situation.
Like you say, to each his own, and it has been a good day. It's been nice here.
Exactly.
I've enjoyed it. I went out for a walk and broke in my new blue jeans.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just been a great day, and, you know, hey, now to find out. I haven't been on the computer all day, so heaven knows what I've got waiting for me.
Yeah, me too. I was one thing I keep forgetting to say. I said I also do email readings. So if you contact me through my webpage and say you want to have an email reading, or just call, or just contact me through psychicxjourneyman@live.com. I do these right now for a 5-card angel reading. It's only $14.95. So keep that in mind too, if that's an easier avenue for you to go through, because a lot of people use that. I work on random.com as Psychic X Journey, and it's amazing how people will sit there and they don't have a lot of money to do a reading with, but they'll contact me and do an email reading. And it's kind of funny, because you can actually go on a random, and I guarantee, you know, going on a random is a great experience too. And it's actually easier, you know, in some sense, the word, but I always say contact me personally. But if it's something you want to do that kind of way, you know, if you can't get a hold of me, usually I'm working on ZMC or Random or Keem. So therefore, that's why I always recommend those sites to work through, because if I'm busy working on those sites, you just contact me through there. You can still talk to me. But people like to do the email thing. So if you want to do the email thing, just do it. I would love to do that because I got to check my emails. So I haven't checked those in a while to see if anybody actually contacted me through those kind of avenues. But also, tonight, D, what's going to happen is I'm doing my laundry. I hate to say that, but I started doing my laundry, and I forgot I had changed the timing of the show. And you know how laundry is. Just when you think it's going to get done on time, it doesn't. So I got to go back and forth and check on this thing because they actually shut the laundry room here at 8 o'clock. So I got to get everything done before then. So periodically, I'm going to be buzzing out, and you know, you'll be taking over the realms until I get back, if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all.
All right.
Good practice when I do my own.
Okay, here you go. This is the way it works, right? We have callers in the queue. We have three callers, so let's get to our callers. What do you say? And we'll be checking the chat room, too.
How about if I give out my information quickly?
Yeah, why don't you do that? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. If you're looking for a reading, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations, and I take PayPal. And like Donnie, you know, if you have a deal you want to bring to the table because you feel like, you know, can you read for me for X amount, that's fine. I've never turned anybody down. So feel free to contact me. If I'm doing like a 60-minute reading over the phone, I suggest a $60 donation. I also suggest for an email reading a $20 donation. And I can do longer or shorter periods on the phone readings. And also, if you're interested in some jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and I make necklaces, earrings, and bracelets using stone beads and freshwater pearls. I use moss agate, amethyst, rose quartz, smoky quartz, aquamarine, all kinds of good stones, sterling silver pendants, stone pendants, and I use Hill Tribe silver beads and pendants, not from Thailand, but they're handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand, and it's higher silver content. It's absolutely gorgeous stuff. And I also take PayPal for that, so if you're interested, email me, and I will email you some pictures so you have an idea of what I do. If you're interested in some chakra jewelry, contact me and we'll see what you're interested in. We'll discuss prices for the jewelry and also if you want a necklace, how long, how many strands, that sort of thing, and what you're into. So please contact me anytime. And let's go to the callers.
All right. Also, what I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, by the way, I was going to give people an idea. If you check with Facebook from time to time, you'll also see my new apartment. But we're also going to start giving people videos of exactly what a 5-card, a 7-card, a 5-card, a 3-card, and a 1-card reading is by doing one for the camera and that kind of stuff. It was just the idea of trying to getting the lighting, because every time we try to get the camera down on the cards, it would always cast this shadow, which is actually what distinguishes, you know, you couldn't really see what was in the picture. But basically, a 5-card reading, as we call them, pyramids, is we actually build a pyramid. Okay, on the show here, what I do is I do a 3-card pyramid spread, which is where I put down 3 cards, then there'll be 2 cards on top of that, and then 1 card on top of that for a final tapping on the whole thing. And what's so good about these readings is every card is touching 3 cards, so it's always a 3-card combination. So as you get bigger in the 5 and the 7s, you have more combinations of 3s. So if you have a connection with 3s, you'll probably see why, and we can put that out to you too as well. But it's also, when you look down the pyramid, on the right side, it can actually give you a final outcome, a materialistic side, your materialistic and your physical side, as much on the left side, which is your spiritual side. And sometimes it actually has a tendency to switch with the person, that those sides would change. One would be spiritual, one would be materialistic and physical. And the reason we call them foundation pyramid spreads is because the first 3 cards sets off the whole parameter of the reading as your foundation. How strong is your foundation? How weak is your foundation? And as we go through the readings, we can actually get tips and insights on how to make your foundation stronger, or how to keep that strength going, as in focusing on your goals and accomplishing those accordingly. So keep that in mind when you decide if you want to do a private reading with me or not. It's been one of those things where I've been doing this for, gosh, the one lady freaked out when I said, I think I've been doing this stuff since I was 10, and at least for the last 20 years professionally. So keep those in mind, because we love to sit down and work with everybody. I'm pretty sure Dee's the same way. So it's also,
exactly.
And also, I want to sit there and say, guys, that we're going to start doing this now. It's going to be called Free Reading Friday. Now, you're also going to think, well, we're coming to the show getting a free reading. No, what it is for the 10th caller, you can win a 45-minute reading. Okay, so that's going to start this for the summer months. So on Fridays, we'll be giving away to the 10th caller a 45-minute reading. So we're going to have to keep a touch. We're going to have to keep a watch on this keyboard, switchboard. So therefore, keep that in mind too as well. And also, if you contact me while we're doing the show and leave a message for me on my phone or through Skype or through my website, I will give you an additional 10% off whatever reading you're trying to get. And I'm also available for at least an hour after the show. I'm trying to balance this out because I want to spend some time with my girlfriend, who, when she's working, I'm working. We have this two-hour difference between us, which is, I want to say the thing too, Dee. April's coming to Colorado June 13th. She booked the tickets this morning.
Right.
Yeah, buddy, I'm looking forward to that one because it's one of those things where, you know, when it comes to relationships, I always say, in the process of working with people, I think that when you meet somebody across the internet and kind of stuff, the importance of meeting each other as soon as possible is really crucial. You can still develop a relationship, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying I feel like people in certain situations, if you're like 20 minutes down the road from somebody you met on the internet, I think you should be meeting each other in the first 2 days, if not in the first two hours. Because, you know, people go in the bar, meet somebody, go home, hit the sack and don't think about it. But then they want to sit there and justify the idea of meeting someone on the internet and say, well, I got to get to know this person. What's the difference? You meet someone in the dark? More than likely, if you met someone on the computer, you probably met them in the dark too. So it's one of those situations to keep in mind. Let's go to our first caller. That'll be area code 229. Welcome to the show and how are you?
I'm fine.
Well,
Hi. If
you're fine, I want to hear some energy. You got some energy in that voice of yours and say, I'm fine. I'm doing great.
I'm fine. I'm doing great.
Okay, she's
That's
working. Keep working on that.
Sweet. Sounds like she's ready for bed.
Yeah, sweetie. So where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia? Did you say Georgia? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, did you say Georgia?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm fine.
And what's your name?
Tessa.
Tessa, how can we help you tonight?
I was trying to find out, will I ever have a baby?
Will you ever have a baby?
Yes.
Well, you know, if you sit here and look at the situation of some past boyfriends, you've had many babies. But, on that front, and she can't disagree with that one. So it's like, you know,
well, they've
you
been some real whinies.
Yeah, but you know the situation to have a child, the answer I keep getting on that is yes. It's one of those things that just, I know people probably said this before, but it depends on timing. And it seems like things are just right now or getting close. Do you have a boyfriend right now?
Yes.
How do you, I get the impression with the boyfriend and kind of stuff, there's kind of some hesitance there.
Yeah, we doing good.
Okay, I'm just saying with the situation. When I say hesitance, I mean there's this focus because of where you've been that you wonder if it might play out the same way again. I'm not saying he's exhibiting any of those things, but it seems like that's a key point right now because you need to let go of that past completely. And I feel like by the end of the summer, you could actually conceive a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the idea you got to let go of the baggage and let go of all the past stuff because it seems like your doubt and your hesitance. See, because people, seriously, I believe this, I don't care what anybody says, that two people have to be wanting something before they have it. And the same thing with a child. I just feel like you want it, but there's something within yourself. I feel like when you get rid of the baggage, that'll get rid of that hesitance with you. And I just feel like by the end of summer, I feel like in the between like August and September, you'll conceive.
Okay.
Well, you notice how she kind of perked up on that now. Can you feel the energy?
Oh, yeah.
So she likes the idea of that one.
What would she do with this one? I'm wondering. Which way do I want to put this? I can ask you one or two questions. I can either tell you I think you might have twins or ask you if twins run in your family.
Yes, twins run in my family.
Yeah?
Yes.
You're next.
Yeah, I think so. I think you might be going to have twins.
Okay.
Yeah, the way it comes to me is the idea of one of each, a girl and a boy.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, they're going to be like identical. They're going to be identical twins, almost like, sorry. The way it comes to me is identical twins, as I see it, as mirror twins. They mirror each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one's a girl and one's a boy.
But technically, okay. They're fraternal.
It seems like the girl's going to have lighter hair.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because I
keep seeing
firstborn,
too.
Light hair. I was like, okay.
I think she's going to be born first, and she's going to be the bossy one.
Oh.
Yes.
Going to keep her brother in line.
Okay.
That'll actually be good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those situations. Two twins have a tendency to preoccupy themselves, where the ideal gives the parents time to spend time with each other. And that's just kind of, that's the kind of format you see her having, where she just seems, I wouldn't say bossy, but I just say she seems to be more the most, you know, the more mature. I guess we go along with the idea of one of the next steps in the gifted children category as a crystal child, and being very organized and just, you know, twins. It's like one. Some people think one controls the other, but really what's going on is they have a certain respect for each other.
She's just a little more dominant.
Yeah.
The one that's a little more out there. He's more laid back, a little more quiet. But he's always observing everything.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. But, no, seriously. So is there any, like you can ask us one more question.
Okay. Well, how is things going with my job?
Well, the first thing I get is screaming and want to run out of there. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I got this hands in the air screaming for the door. Whoa, I'm just sick of these people. I just feel like you also just have to, you know, you should honor yourself, respect yourself, and really put some effort into, or energy, maybe I shouldn't say effort, maybe I should just say energy into your talents and your gifts and your talents and what you really want to do. I keep getting the big word across the banner saying self-employment. I want to start my own business. I feel like I've come to a point in my life where I think I can really do that. And just sit down and really focus on what you would really love to do. Get you a pad and pencil. Sit down and start writing things down how you can make that happen. And don't be surprised if you don't have a full page before the night.
Okay.
Are you interested? Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Are you interested in party planning?
Party planning?
Party. Yeah, party planning.
Not potty.
Oh yeah. I like stuff like that.
Because that came into my mind, party planner.
I get the impression right now is a good time to actually start a nice catering service.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, we're planning stuff.
Yeah, you love food.
Oh, yeah. And I know I don't need much, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was the same thing with Julia Childs. You know, she actually started off where she couldn't cook. And you see where she ended up at, and where she was had a great TV show. And it was kind of funny. Then she said the first the two keys to success is a good store and a bottle of gin. Okay. Something like that. But
yeah.
I'll take whiskey, thanks. Or drink, Dr. Bacon Ross.
Like, don't quote me on
no
that,
gin.
But I remember hearing about a bottle of alcohol. So, but I'm just saying. But she sat there and decided. She said, "I love food," and she went to cooking school, and then what she did was she took it one step further, and she just wasn't scared of anything, and the thing that she came up with, it was most people wouldn't even ventured into, and she made a very good successful career out of. You know, accepting those challenges. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently she wanted to cook for her husband.
But I think the alternative was to cook for herself.
Well, I don't know. But she was something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, most definitely. Well, with that format, we really appreciate you calling, and I'd love for you here to format and get an update on this whole thing. And if you'd like to sit down, I feel like one thing with you I would really recommend, I'd love to do one for you too, is a past life regression to help you understand why you have a tendency to be hesitant when it comes to being success. Because I don't get the impression you're scared of failing. I get the impression you're scared of success and how that would change your life. So definitely, you know, just sit down sometime and do a reading and do a past life, either a past life regression or past life reading. So just give me a call when you have the time and the finances. I guarantee you whatever your budget is, I can work with it, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling tonight. And you have a fantastic weekend, okay?
Okay, y'all too.
All righty now.
Take care. And
you
good
too.
Luck.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Dee, I'm going to run out of here real quick and check my laundry. And
okay.
So we can either...
Who's in the queue?
We got 678 and 561. And if you want to, I can click on one of them, and you can get the ball rolling, and I'll come back and follow up.
Okay, click on the one that's been on the longest.
Okay, let's go with area code 678. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you doing tonight? Good evening to both of you.
I'm doing good. You sit here and talk to Dee. I got to go check my freaking laundry real quick. Sorry about that. I'll be right back in five. Actually, probably about 2 or 3 minutes, all right?
Yeah, after he checks his unmentionables.
All right. Here we go. Be right back.
His delicates. How are you?
I'm doing much better than I was.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Craig, and I'm calling from the Pittsburgh area.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your question?
Well, I would try to do my the best I can to kind of expedite what I want to answer tonight. But
that's okay.
I've been working on a doctoral study for a year and a half. And it's been a very grueling process because, you know, I've never been doing anything like this before. And I didn't know what to expect and kind of went into the situation very blindly. But I've been working all year on a proposal. And my proposal was approved a week ago, and so Tuesday I conducted the study. You know, I was going to conduct my defense within that proposal. And so I spent the whole week just celebrating the good news, talking to my friends, just really happy that I finally got to this threshold. But they all came crashing down to an end on the Tuesday. When I went to present my study, and I presented the study the way I sent it prior to it being approved, and they basically was like, well, what are you talking about? We don't understand what you're addressing. I said, well, everything I addressed was sent to you. Well, we don't have that draft. I was like, well, did you guys look at the draft prior to, you know, us doing the study? And they never did ask me a question because they were just so helping on knowing that my study was it was before. And basically, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure if they reviewed it or whatnot, but my study, my proposal was rejected. And so it basically told me on Tuesday to revise everything. I did, but I also addressed some issues within my letter that I did not like. I felt that they were very disrespectful towards me, being very belligerent, very loud, very boastful. It was just very disrespectful. And so I addressed that. And so from Tuesday, when I responded and made those changes, from Tuesday to today, I didn't hear anything. So I filed a complaint within the university today. And as soon as I filed the complaint, I get a response from them telling me that my study is invalidated. And basically, I had to start from scratch again.
Pardon me. Plain English, you got screwed. That's my impression.
I got screwed. And so basically, I went ballistic. I basically asked to speak to, you know, the person high up. I spoke to her this afternoon. She basically was defending Dell. And I was simply trying to explain to them basically what did not happen. They did not review anything prior to having approved it and everything. They just pretty much went by what they thought it was, yada, da, da, da.
Right. I agree with you completely.
But I tried to point out, she never did acknowledge that. She basically said, we just need to sit down and talk things over. But, you know, as of right now, my study is invalidated. And I'm like, if that's the case, I'll have to go do litigation. Well, you can sue us all you want, yada, da, da, da. I was like, well, if I do, I would. You know, I didn't even come up with letting you know that I would go that far. You know, I'm a fighter, you know. I had to fight all my life. I had to fight through deficits, disabilities to get to where I am now. And I'm not going to let these folks stop me from reaching my dream, which is to get my doctorate.
All right.
So,
where are we at right now?
Well, this poor guy, you explain it. You can do it better than I can.
I explained this. I've been talking to you a while, sir. We had this discussion within the last year and a half within my doctoral study. My proposal was approved this past week, and I prepared for my defense. But when I prepared for my defense, my committee basically was like, well, this is what you're talking about doing. It's not what you put on paper. And I said, well, yes, it is. Everything I addressed it with you, you know, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
You guys recommended the changes. Well, I didn't recommend the changes like, well, yes, I did. But, and I started pulling out notes, basically recounting our conversation. And he basically started going belligerent. Well, I don't recall that. You can put out your notes all you want, yada, yada, but I don't recall making that change. And
mm-hmm.
so basically, I said, yes, I did. I said, did you guys look at the document? Well, we looked at the document, but it doesn't reflect anything, and you basically revised your payroll authorization. I said, you guys, the university approved my proposal. So that means you guys had to approve it first before you sent it to university. And so
right.
I did my part. Why there is this disagreement? And so they never did get resolved. So they basically said that my oral presentation defense was invalid and basically told me to revise it on Tuesday. I revised it on Wednesday and also sent them a letter basically discussing how disappointed I was, you know, about
mm-hmm.
how everything went, how belligerent, how disrespectful they were acting towards me. I know I asked them, when we do talk next time, can we do so in a more respectable manner? But,
right.
but since then, since Tuesday, I had not heard anything back from them until the day when I sent the complaint to the university. That's when I heard back, and they told me from that point my whole study was invalidated and I had to start all over again. And, you know, I took a year and a half to get to where I am today, and now they're telling me all the work I did is invalidated because I didn't follow the instructions. But as I turned out, I did my research. They did not review anything prior to submitting it to the university for approval, nor before I presented it to them on Tuesday. And so basically what I'm trying to figure out is, how do y'all see this issue resolving? Because at this point, I don't know.
Right. It's
told him basically in plain English, he got screwed.
Well, that's true, too, but we got to look at the situation of the committee's actually trying to get him to see their perception, and I think he should stick to his perception, and I think it could still play out the way he wants it to. It's just, I've seen this before, too.
Exactly what he started to do. He said he's a fighter, and he needs to fight for this because
right.
what they did to him was absolutely not right. If they didn't review anything before they saw him,
mm-hmm.
Everything they had to say to him was really basically invalid because they had nothing to base it on.
Exactly, because they didn't review it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
if they had, they would have seen things differently, but they don't want to, and now everybody's trying to save face.
Exactly, everybody's trying to protect their own ass. Because I talked to the
they got some pretty big asses, and they're not covering it too well.
I'm just saying, with situations like this, I've seen the same kind of format in this last year with mortgage companies who are trying to foreclose on houses of people who've been paying their mortgages every freaking month. And you're trying to figure out what the heck is going on with the situation of people of sitting under these parameters, and like you said before, they said you didn't follow the rules, which is kind of funny. But I guess it's easy for them to point out since they haven't either. But I'm just saying with the situation in hand – I talked to some lady who actually said they were trying to foreclose on – this is actually happening. Because I actually talked to a lady myself who said the mortgage company was trying to foreclose on her house. And I said, how long have you been behind? And she said, that's the point. We haven't. We've paid every month, and they're still trying to come in on the whole thing. They're trying to give us this as she called it, a bullshit story. And I said to her, I said, what you need to do is you need to ignore them and focus on your vision and on your outcome. Because I've seen so many situations where people say – things can't happen when I can't agree with that anymore. I've seen I've seen the impossible turn around where people's attitudes, perceptions, and stuff like that. Like we were talking to a lawyer last week, and I told him, I said, this is what's happening. I'm not giving you these theories because they're theories. I said, the reason I'm saying these things is because I lived them. And I'm living them right now. So it's like when you sit here and look at the situations of people saying, you can't get an apartment unless you got money. I was sitting in an apartment for almost a week, 2 weeks, before I actually paid the rent. So, you know, when you sit here and look at the situations, it's the idea of putting it in perspective and say, this is my perception, and this is what I see with the outcome. And don't give in because, like I've said this before with this story where I saw a couple trying to get their kids into a school, and they even talked to the owner who said that they wasn't going to change their policy. He couldn't get in because he fell short of the enrollment date. They sit there and focused on their perceptions, and they said they had such a high faith, they had a high belief and faith in God that it was going to play out in their favor. Even the owner, when he came back and said, you know something, I went to the board, and the board said this and this and this, and I don't know why we're doing this, but we're changing our policy, which we've never done before, and your kid's getting into school. You know, when you start hearing, keep hearing these stories over and over again, I don't see any difference with your situation either.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you keep your focus on the perception, and people are going to see that perception and realize it cancels out theirs because they don't have one. You know, seriously.
Exactly. And it's just kind of crazy because as I was talking to the high up today, she kept saying what they were saying. Well, Mr. Watson, you will not authorize a change of study. That's like, first of all, how do you – I mean, you're basically hearing from what they're telling you. This will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, when we submitted my proposal back in April, they told me to make changes. I made changes. And I'm even pointing out a quote that was made within the change. And basically one of my chirpers said, well, you need to do it this way, not that way. And she basically told me, well, she didn't mean for you to change it. I was like, what do you mean by that? She basically is my chairperson. If she recommend me do something, then I should follow through on it, right?
Right.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
So basically I did her recommendations. I resubmitted it, and it went through, and it got approved. And I said, I should not have to go through a approval process. I did what I was told mm-hmm. to do. Listen, well, I kind of understand how you're feeling, but, you know, they basically – was under the impression that you was going to do it before you resubmitted. That's like, well, they can't be under the impression. They got to read first before they approved. They didn't read before they approved. They resubmitted it. And when I went to present it, I basically said, well, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not what we agreed to. And what happened was they did not read prior. They just approved something that they did not read. The university said it was a great study. We approve it. It's a fantastic study. I said, mm-hmm. if the university says it's good, then why are we invalidating it?
Exactly.
You know, so it's fishy. You know, I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't, because I don't want to fight people. I want to get my degree and finish.
Uh huh.
You know, like I said,
you
I work hard.
To.
Exactly.
Everybody seems to be doing some crazy stuff these days, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the first time I was sitting talking. I have a daughter right now who's actually going through a custody case, okay? And it's with the grandparents of her husband. Ex-husband, I should say. It's ex-husband, right? And the way it went down, fell in place, I was like freaking out because I'm going, okay, why is this even still going on? What had happened was in the process of the situation, they had given them a power of attorney because they took the daughter to Hawaii. So the reason my daughter gave her a power of attorney, so in case that they were in Hawaii, then she would be able, if the kid got hurt or something, she would be able to sit and have that child treated. Well, they came back after her and her husband divorced, and then they sued for custody of the child, saying that they had power of attorney. And for these
stupid,
yeah, so they went to court, and the judge said, no, this is no good. Okay, we're sitting here going, okay, now we have some positive information that people realize that the power of attorney was only good for a period of time in the process of a trip. Okay, the judge agreed to that. But then the judge said, we got to go to court for her to prove her point of something. I don't know what it's even about. Because in that situation, usually a mother doesn't have to prove anything. It's everybody else has to prove why she shouldn't have that child. And she has,
exactly.
And the child was actually given to the grandparents until this is all resolved. I'm like, okay, why? But no one can seem to answer the question. And it's actually they've gone to court 3 or 4 times, and it keeps getting drawn out. And I said, it's one of those things that somebody needs to go into court and have some freaking balls and say, hey, you know something, Judge? Why are we here? Because she's never lost custody of her child. So why are we here fighting for custody? You know, those
kind
of things.
Power of attorney, but to me, power of attorney is not giving them custody.
No, it's like we have certain restraining orders and stuff like that have a time frame. And once that time frame's over with, then it's done. And that's what was based on the whole thing. And these people, and I would sit there and say that in the community, her ex-husband's parents are pretty well to do. They have 2 or 3 funeral homes, and you know they have the whole thing going on. It's great and fantastic, but who gives a hoot, right? Because it doesn't
exactly
matter if you have money or not, because usually people who have money can be the most abusive people in the freaking world in the first place. Not all.
Very true.
But it's one of those things, we're looking at the situation where you're trying to understand what is going on with this freaking country. Because we were sitting there the other day, I was talking about manifestation. And we're sitting there going, okay, people, we taught you how to manifest things, but not how to rake your freaking customers over the freaking coals and take everything freaking down they got. Because of your own insecurities is basically what it's all about. Where we're starting to see companies and banks the worst. They charge you fees for everything. And then the other day I was sitting there looking at an old cell phone bill where it was like, it was just freaking weird to look at all the freaking taxes on that piece of paper to understand why, like Straight Talk and companies like that are going to Mexico. Because the reason they're going to Mexico, because really what's happening is your phone bill will drop down from $200 to $45 every month. $45, you know, there's no fees, there's no taxes, there's no nothing. Just $45, and you have unlimited everything. You go to Sprint says unlimited, except for landlines. And you're like, okay, what's the difference? It's air. Ooh, we got deers in our backyard.
Jesus.
We have three Bambis in our backyard. It's amazing how these things just come walking down here during the day and start feeding on the back of the lawn here, which is no big deal. I love it. We actually saw up on this place I used to live at, we saw reindeer come in. Those are the ones that have the big, thick antlers and stuff. There was like 15 of these things. And it was fun to take a picture of these things as you see traffic on this 4-lane highway to the right. And then to the left, you have these 15 reindeer all sitting in this little area. And it's like, okay, this picture doesn't look good, does it? How can you put the two together? But anymore, it's getting just like that. But to get back to our subject, I just noticed that. I'm sorry. But
yeah, we went down a garden path.
Right, but it's my show. Okay? But,
yeah, it is your show.
So I sit there and I was like, the manifestation thing is people have to understand, in the process of manifestation, it's a win-win situation. In the process of these people out here doing what they're doing, that is not called manifestation. It's called manipulation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're manipulating those situations in their favor because of their own fear or situations. Like we've seen this before, too, where we have people working jobs who say, I got to work 15 hours a day because my boss says so, because if I don't, I get fired. And you're sitting there looking at people going, why have you just become slave? It's the only word you can use with the situation. If we had this joke where we're sitting there going, what's the difference between Jesus' time and this time? The slaves get paid and they get insurance.
Oh.
Okay. So when you sit and look at those situations, I have a card in my Archangel deck. My Angel Tarot cards, where it talks about false empowerment or false entrapment. That's what I'm sorry. False entrapment and false imprisonment. And what that means is people get themselves in situations of feeding into fear and make a prisoner out of themselves. So with the situation that you got going on, the best thing to do is not allow them to pull you into that perimeter of what they're trying to say, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're saying, we have these guidelines, and if you don't follow this, you don't get what you want. But every time you intervene with divine intervention, they can say what they want, and they'll be scratching their heads later on when it falls in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see with the situation in hand. I was kind of baffled today because a friend of mine called me and she said, I didn't get this job like you said I was going to get this job. But when she fed into it, the one thing I noticed was she said, the person said, she goes, the reason I don't think I got the job is because when I interviewed the person said you're trying to take my job, aren't you? And I think that rung in her head where she felt like, oh, this person thinks I'm taking her job. And she kind of fed into that, which kind of set off a different parameter, which took things into a different direction where she didn't get the job. Because in some ways, some people, we have a tendency to think we're not worthy because someone thinks we're going to take their job. We're not realizing what we're actually hearing is someone's insecurities.
Right.
And maybe what we're hearing is the person is starting, maybe the person we're talking to knows for a fact they don't deserve that job. So here comes somebody else who's more qualified than they are, and they get kind of scared. At the same time, we're putting in the fear instead of actually hiring a qualified person and just seeing this person is looking for a job. They decided not to go that direction, and more likely they'll find somebody else as insecure and as unqualified as she is, and that company is going to suffer because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be prejudiced to my friend because she's so talented in what she does, but I think we should hire people who are qualified for jobs. I mean, how about the rest of you guys? Are you getting tired of calling customer service and talking to somebody you can't understand?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So when you sit and look at the school, I tell people, I said, if you don't hire that person for that job, that's not being prejudiced. That's just good business. You cannot put someone in customer service who cannot communicate. It's the same way with a person who is qualified, like a personal trainer or a life coach or something like that, but they cannot relate to people. So the information they have is about as useless because they can't convey it to the person they're trying to talk to.
Exactly, and that explains it. My chairperson, I will give it to him. He's very intelligent. He can explain things out of your head to make you think that you are absolutely incompetent and makes you think that you don't know anything. He's really good at that. But the problem is, I think he's so caught up in himself that he becomes very prideful. And when he knows that he makes a mistake, he's so proud he doesn't admit it. So basically, he tried to flip and make it seem like, well, you're the problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All I say, pride goeth before a fall.
Oh, yes. That's what it says.
And now we hear the corporate insights of the corporate industry, you know, corporate, I don't know what you want to call them. What do they call them? Corporate idiots? Anyway.
Pretty much.
But it does get a little crazy and that kind of stuff, but, you know, we just got to sit there and hold our guns and so we know better. And with the situation, like, well, I was sitting there, sitting one day and talking to somebody who didn't think that anybody else spoke Spanish, and they were talking to their friends and that kind of stuff, and I'm just, like, looking at them going, they're rattling off the little Spanish things, and they don't think anything's up, you know. I look at him, I said, your girlfriend's messing around on you. Huh? You actually understand us? And, yes. I also understood yesterday when you're talking about me, too. So, it's one of those insights, but I don't think – it's kind of funny how people look at you, too, and they go, okay, there's nothing wrong with you because you picked up on that. And I'm sitting there going, it's just another person trying to make me feel like I – make me feel guilty, so I'll back off, and I have no intentions of doing that. And it's the same thing here. I feel like these people are trying to make you feel like you're stupid and in the process of pushing you back and saying, okay, you know what you're doing. When exactly you do know what you're doing, and in some sense of the word, you also pick up on the situation with these people, too, who haven't done their job, and they're trying to, like you said before, kiss ass and cover each other's behinds as much as possible. And I just said, you know, like I said before, we could sit there and explore all the reasons why they're doing what they're doing. It's just the ideal. We don't want to really get too much into that because we don't want to work against ourselves. Because I think sometimes in some situations, the ideal we know. So we don't need to explore it anymore to get any more depth in the whole thing. It's just the idea, okay, which avenue are we going to travel to get over this speed bump?
Right.
Because you can still see success. It's in the distance. It might be small as being on a ship in the ocean and seeing the Statue of Liberty, but still, the last Statue of Liberty still does exist. And it's just the idea, how are we going to get there, you know?
Right.
Seriously. I know everybody thought you should be funny there, right? But, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, so it's like looking at the situation. You know, our futures exist. It's just how we're going to get there. Because we're always going to have some kind of people come along and say, you know, it's like these people here. I hate to say this, but there's so many people that are in certain positions now who, you know, one thing I do agree with, the secret that says, in some sense of the word, in the day, people did have a tendency to suppress the ideal of focusing on your dreams and actually accomplishing those, that they would actually deter you from that and say, you know, I've seen this a couple of times where people have been taught this as a young age, and they teach their own kids to do the same thing. You have to stay in your confined area, where it's just like, how will you put that?
Stay in your lane.
I saw a Jennifer Lopez movie where she was trying to step out and do something, and her mother told her not to do it because, you know, we are this kind of people. This is what we're used to. And I've been cleaning houses and that kind of stuff. How come you can't be discontent with that? Oh, I know what it was. Made in Manhattan, where she was a woman who was actually, her family had actually been working in the hotel chains for a long time, you know. I mean, she wanted to basically step out of the whole thing and step up in a different direction with a different guy. And it was just one of those things of realizing that sometimes in situations, it's amazing how people have a tendency to jump in these situations and think they know best, which is good if you're still a juvenile and they're still the person in charge. But when it becomes two people who are both adults, I think there has to be a different kind of respect there to help them both realize, and the parents, it's not the ideal, I know what's best for you. It's the idea of having respect for the person who thinks they know what's best for them. And then if things don't work out, be supportive, of course, but don't divert their direction. Because it's like I was sitting telling my mom when I was playing music. She was like, you know, there's like 100,000 people out there doing this, this, and this, and this. And it's hard to make it through. But at the same time, we see people who make it through all the time. Why can't I be one of them? Maybe because they had supportive parents and I didn't. I don't know. But it makes you wonder, and it makes you think about the situations that, well, if we, the one term we heard before, right? If I only knew what I know now, then what would have been a different outcome of realizing, stick to my guns, stick to my beliefs, stick to my dreams, no matter what anybody else thinks, and probably would have been a different situation. Even at the same time, we still look at it and say, okay, things happen the way they happen. So then we have to sit there. We're not accepting this reality. We're saying everything came to this point too, and then we're still on the threshold of success. It's just in a different direction. Maybe it wasn't in music, and maybe being in the situation of being diverted into a different direction, maybe later in life, the idea of a music career still could be a reality, because we have this thing too, I noticed too, with age, where I've actually seen a lot of people in certain areas that once they hit a certain age, they have a tendency to just give up, or they feel like they need to retire. And we see so many people who retire, who are so unsatisfied with it, because I believe that from the day we're born until the day we go wherever, there's so many wants, needs, and desires that need to be explored up to the point when we check out. There is no, okay, when you hit 65. And actually, I was reading this book on how, as we get older, the memory actually gets stronger. It just needs to be utilized and used all the time, as much as the body. And even the body can actually sustain us a lot longer than we think. But we just don't keep the upkeep on it. And the one person, this one guy said he was inspired by his mother, who in the 30s, wasn't allowed to go to college because it wasn't the next step for them. The next step for them was a family, kids, that kind of, to get married, and that was their success story. And then when she got into her 50s, she'd been basically one of those people who teaches themselves. She would read books and that kind of stuff, so she was very self-taught on everything and anything, to the point that he said he was so inspired by her, because in her 50s she decided to go to college. It wasn't just that she just wasn't the idea of deciding to go to college, that she went to college and talked these people into letting her skip her bachelor's to her master's. Did I have that right? Or do you do your master's and your – no. You do the bachelor's first, right?
You do the bachelor's first.
Okay. Well, she talked these people into letting her skip the bachelor's and go right into getting a master's degree, which she did in the field of studying – humans and how their how the body works as they get older. Okay, and she was trying to prove a point that the older you get, the stronger and the smarter you get, and also being able to utilize all those things to the point if you want to start playing a guitar or learning how to do anything at the ages of 60, 65, 85, whatever it is, the learning capacity never stops. And she was proving this, and she was studying it, she was on lectures on it, and then the college that she was actually working for decided that at 65 was a mandatory retirement. And then she says, now they're coming to me and telling me I'm not qualified to teach what I'm living. And she said she was so appalled by it. But did she let them stop her from doing what she wanted to? She goes, okay, fine, retired. She went out and bought, she got some business cards, some plans, started doing lecturings on her own. She actually had a business card that said, I'm retired, but I'm inspired. And she just kept on moving and going on. And she worked to clear up, and when I read the book, she was working way up into her 90s, and she just wouldn't stop. She just wouldn't stop. And she just said, it was kind of funny looking at the brain, as in the memories is nothing that we fill up. It's something that's always expanding. It's like little links, little chain links as we use it, those chain links keep getting, you know, longer and longer. So it never stops. And it's just the idea of learning how to utilize it and tap into it. And to, like one guy said, if we could take our memory and put it in the same spot as we do our addresses, our names, and just all those things we never forget about, we never forget nothing. And it's the idea of showing that the brain is one of the most powerful and most efficient computers on the planet, that even outdo the computers that you have in your home. It's just the idea of realizing how to utilize it. It's the same thing with manifestation. Once you learn how to use that energy, you can also divert every situation that you get yourself into to go in your favor. Like I was telling the lawyer, I don't just manifest the opportunities, but also the people, the situations, and everything goes along with it. So it's always a smooth transition in the process of focusing on and getting what I want. And also being very, very, putting it in a situation of harmlessness and harmony, which both go together, which I don't want to hurt anyone. If anything, I want to sit there and find these situations where it's always a win-win situation for everyone. And realistically, with your situation, it's the same thing. If they allow you to do what you're going to do, it's going to benefit everybody and everyone.
Yes.
Okay, we lost somebody.
Okay, I'm here.
No, yeah, I think it was D.
Okay. But,
I'm just saying, with those situations in hand, I would keep going forward on this situation and do what you got to do.
Okay. How do you see this situation resolving?
Okay. Say it one more time.
How do you see the situation resolving?
I just see this thing still going in your favor. And one being allowed to do what they want to do. Okay, Dee, you still there?
Yes, I am. I accidentally shut myself off.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah, maybe we don't want to know, but...
No, I had you on. So you wouldn't hear the noise in the background. I put it on mute for a moment, and then I went to unmute myself and disconnected myself.
Hit the wrong button,
by accident. Yeah, I pushed the wrong button. You know, I'm brilliant tonight.
Oh. I was sitting here talking to people, some people here. Let's see. So if anybody in the chat room wants to ask a question or so, please do ask questions. Ask away. We'd be glad to answer any kind of questions you want. We're actually keeping my eyes open, too, for this this 10th caller so we can give away that free reading.
Ah, cool.
All right. So, yeah. He was also, I don't know if you heard him, but he was asking how do you think this is going to be What's the outcome of this situation?
I'm going to have to agree with you. I think he's got to stick to his guns, do what he's got to do, and in the long run, he's going to come out the victor.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to have to step out of here.
Because he's definitely in the right.
Okay, you
as far
keep
as
going.
I can see. I don't.
Right.
He's been basically screwed over,
mm-hmm.
and he needs to stand his ground.
I'll be right back. I got to check the...
Okay.
Be right back.
You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, I do see you coming out ahead.
Yeah. After today, I kind of got the same feeling. I'm going to stand my ground.
Exactly. There are times when you have to stand up and you have to, you have to make other people accountable. Everybody has to be accountable for their own actions, and they've got to be they've definitely got to be held accountable for theirs, because you didn't get a fair shake.
Not at all.
And you deserve a fair shake. You put a lot of hard work into what you did.
Yes, a year and a half. Come on. Now.
A year and a half. Oh yeah, you a lot of the by the sweat of your brow. You're a very bright man. You did an excellent job, and they didn't want to pay attention. They didn't want to do their job, so now they're trying to, like we've said, trying to cover their own asses. They're not doing very well.
I think they spent the last 4 days being very reactive than anything else, instead of being proactive.
Right.
They are reactive due to the fact that I've exposed their lack of basically following up what they were supposed to do as the chair people. Is to basically review proposals before it was submitted to university. And I basically was telling them, it's like, if you guys are calling this a flawed and invalid research study, then why wasn't it approved by the university?
Well.
I can never get an answer.
Basically, what I would call them is educated idiots.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. A lot of people have book learning, but they have no common sense. Some people are like that. I was married to somebody like that. Book learning, yeah. Common sense, oh, screw that. Pardon my French. But you got to have a bit of both. Some people, there are a lot of people out there who are very intelligent, but they don't have an education. I'm all for education, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
Exactly.
And I do applaud anybody like yourself. I applaud you for everything you've done, because you're going to go places. You're going to go far in life. You just have to get past the educated idiots.
Exactly.
You got to wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand people anyway. The older I get, the less I understand people.
I've always had a problem with this university. And this goes back to last year when I filed a complaint about the last chairperson I had didn't know what she was doing, so she couldn't help me with the process. So I requested a new chairperson, which, I had to go do, this crazy procedure in order to do that. But I got a new chairperson, and I believe what they all did was all communicate with one another. And they put me with the worst person. And that program was like, well, we're going to have to work with this guy because he's basically a hardliner, And then the person who was on my other team joined in on me, and it's like, okay, we're going to basically contain this dude,
In other words, everybody's ganging up on you.
Basically, they all ganging up on me. They all working together. They all the same side of the same coin, It's a conflict of interest, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm reminded of something I don't know why, but I don't know, I'm not really, maybe it applies and maybe it doesn't, but something my father used to say, and he was joking because he used to say about my mother and myself, but one lies and the other swears to it.
Basically.
He was always joking when he said it, but, sometimes that's true.
Yeah.
The situation in my life, there's been a lot of one lies and the other swears to it, and I think you're going through a lot of that. Exactly. They don't want to admit to things. Sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes with them, it's like they lie by omission, because you said when you talked to them, talked to that group, that committee, they didn't answer you as to whether or not they'd looked at anything beforehand.
No. Nor acknowledge
that
they did.
Oh, no. Oh, God forbid they should acknowledge they did something wrong.
Exactly. But they quick to tell you where you didn't do right. And basically try to belittle you and try to make it seem like, well, you know, you may not know I like understanding or this, is that maybe you need to do your research or maybe that, or, you know, or, Mr. Watson, that's not how you do this. That's not how you do that. You ain't doing it the right way. You ain't doing what you were supposed to do. I'm like, y'all trying to dumb me down.
All right.
You know, I don't spend, you know, times in, you know, ivy hallways and universities studying research all day. That's not within my realm. I'm a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, my purpose is to help special ed kids. You know, it is their responsibility to help me get abreast to where I can understand how to do research.
Right.
So that's how I feel. But thank you so much.
You're doing
much
fine. Oh, you're more than welcome.
This is a great conversation.
Take care of yourself and let us know how it goes.
Oh, absolutely. I think it should be posted.
All right. Thank
great.
You. You have a fantastic weekend, too, okay?
You too. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
Indeed.
We have some pretty good ones here in Colorado, too. All right. Oh. Good night.
Got your unmentionables all taken care of?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Let's take a look at area code 561. Yes, 561. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
I'm doing good.
I wanted to ask you, I had an interview today. I want to see how you think I'm, what do you think about the interview I went on today?
Hmm? The interview that she went on today, she wants to know how we think, how we feel about the whole situation that worked out, and about the idea of her getting this job.
I think she did very well.
I mean, it seemed like they were going to hire me on the spot, and then I didn't hear from them, so I was like, wow, I don't know what happened. I mean, they even said where I would sit. It was like, weird.
Did you say they hired you on the spot?
No, I said it seemed like they were going to hire me on the spot, and they even said this is where you would sit, you know, and I was like, and then I didn't hear from them. I really thought I was going to hear from them today, and they'd tell me to start on Monday, the way that they acted like they needed somebody.
And when was the interview?
Where was it?
No, when?
It was today at 12 o'clock.
Hmm. I get the impression of them calling you next week. Galaxia got the impression it was Monday.
I'm in agreement with that.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it's only 3 days a week. It's three full-time days, but it's okay. I mean, they said it would, you know, probably go to 4 days, which is fine. I mean, you know, I mean, I got to lead through my school, so, which was really good because not a lot of people know about this place where you can find jobs.
Right.
I mean, it's just a very small office. I mean, it's just really doing bookkeeping and stuff, but, I mean, it's better than working in the grocery store.
That is true.
This is some of it, you know. So I just didn't know if. So you think I have a good chance of getting it then? Huh? They'll call me.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
The impression I get with the situation with this company and these people, it seems like they really need to work on the organization.
Yeah, geez.
Okay, so you sit there and look at the situation of. I guess you would sit there and say people in power who like to sit there and show it sometimes, the idea of letting things. Most people look at it being procrastination and not, you know, basically, like you said before, they're showing you all the things where there should have been acknowledgement on the whole thing, which I feel like there would, it should have been too. And I just feel like they're just kind of like prolonging it. But I get the impression Monday they're going to call, and I get the impression you'll start work next week.
Wow, that's great, because I am just at my wit's end with money, because I am just... I mean, the churches were helping me with gas money, and then finally today they cut me off. So I'm like, oh boy, this has to be a reason why this is happening, why I'm getting cut off from everybody. I mean, and now I had, and this interview just fell on my lap. So I was like, I must be going to get this job, because why would this other stuff be stopping?
Oh, yeah, everything happens for a reason. I would definitely agree with that one.
I mean, they were helping me for a few years, the churches, you know, with my rent, with gas, and, you know, I mean, I definitely learned how to receive, because I always have a problem with that, but they can't keep helping the same people over and over again, but I don't know where else to turn, because my ex-husband helped me a little bit last month, and then now he's telling me he won't give me anything. So I'm like, after he told me he'd help me, then he turned around and told me no. He told me, he sent me a nasty text message and said, get a job. So I
just, really?
Yeah, he's just ruthless.
Yeah, it seems like things are getting kind of ruthless. You know, we can sit and talk about certain women, how they have a tendency to be in a situation of being scorned, but I've actually seen some guys lately, it's just off the scale. I was sitting here talking to a close friend of mine, and she had shown me this bill that her ex-boyfriend had given her for $1,800, $1,805, where he basically charged her for everything he ever did for her.
Oh, jeez.
And I was just like, you know,
wow, that sounds like the guy I used to go out with. He'd take you out to lunch or breakfast, and then he'd throw it up in your face what he did for you, how he bought you all these meals.
Yeah.
I never asked him to take me out. He wouldn't let me cook for him or anything. But
even down to the point of they went to a place to get cookies. He wanted that $6 back.
Wow, how petty.
And what else is so crazy about the situation is this guy makes over $75,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like he's sitting there going, okay, I need to pay the rent next week, so I need this money. No, it's just the idea. I don't know what it is, to tell you the truth. I mean, sometimes I look at situations of people who work, who make money, tons and tons and tons of it, and I feel like in the situation, the reason they're so successful, because they're so scared of not being financially abundant, so they're constantly... Even to the point where they start seeing these little aspects of certain things that are being taken away from them when they actually gave it away.
Yeah, I had a guy like that. He was so petty. I mean, he'd take you out to breakfast or lunch, and he'd throw it up in your face if he had a fight with you.
Mm-hmm.
So petty.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend like that, too.
Had anyone do that.
Yes, and I had a girlfriend who used to have a situation with them. She had the government give her housing. She didn't have to pay no rent. They actually gave her a voucher for her electric, and I was living with her. And she says, you need to go out and get a job. And I said, okay. I said, why? She goes, because you need to go get a job. I said, okay, I still don't understand the problem. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I have my own business. Well, she goes, well, you think that's going to make you money for you to get things going on? I was like, I don't know. It worked pretty good when I bought you that brand new bedroom suit, that brand new flat screen television. You have a bundle from Time Warner for cable, cable and the phone and internet, which you spend a lot of time on the internet and that kind of stuff. No big deal. But it's amazing how people's perceptions and what they think you should be doing has been so strong that they don't really see what is actually going on.
No, my ex-husband knows I'm going to school, and he thinks I'm just sitting around, don't want to work.
Yeah, I feel like those situations, those are situations, those people are not really questioning you, they're questioning themselves, and you just happen to be the avenue they're taking it out on. Because they sure don't feel content with their lives. Because, seriously, man, I've been in relationships before, too, and with my ex-fiance, the one I just told you about, and I actually lost my stuff, everything I had, 3 times with her. Did I ever send her a bill? No, I was going to be, you know, like, I feel like just cut loose, let it go, and move on. And then in less than a year, I had everything back. But if I would have been sitting there dwelling on the whole thing, I probably would have been in the same boat she is, thinking.
This guy kept track of the gas that he spent coming to my house because he lived like 40 minutes from me.
Jeez.
And I had to hear it all the time. He spent all this money in gas. I was like, well, I guess I'm not worth it then. If you don't,
mm-hmm.
you should care more about the money than you do about seeing me. You know, it's just.
Heck yeah. I don't get the point either because I've been in a situation like myself. I used to, my ex-wife took off and left me and went to Maryland to live with my brother. That's another story. It's on the show. But what I would do to go see my kids every freaking weekend is I was working third shift. I would get done on my third shift on Friday, get in my car, drive from work to Maryland, spend maybe a day and a half with him, get back in the car, drive back just to get back in time to go to work. And it's like one of those things where you look at people and go, I don't know if I can do that. And that's because you don't want to do that. You want to make excuses after excuses after excuses. And I say, hey, why don't you do me a favor? Go get this book by Dr. Wayne Dreyer called Excuses Be Gone and realize excuses are just things we create to keep us from where we really want to be at. You know, the consequences of our actions. I mean, the favorite story I ever heard him tell was, the audience was writing questions and putting them on his table, and he said he was answering the questions, and he got to this one question, and the question was, why did God allow shootings in schools? And he said he turned it over, and there was actually an answer on the back of it that said, don't you remember? You took me out of schools. So, you know, it was like saying, deal with the consequences of your actions and quit blaming everybody else when you know for a fact it's your own fault. And it's amazing how people are so scared to death they're going to learn something that they actually start canceling things out, like taking prayer out of school. The Pledge of Allegiance, I heard someone want to take that out of schools too. And just all these other things. And you're saying, okay, what are you scared of? And they go, I don't think people should be, that should be pushed down their throats. Well, what are you doing but pushing your message down people's throats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be a hospice volunteer. I was a hospice volunteer for 4 years. And my ex-husband used to tell me, go get yourself a job and stop working at the hospital.
It's like a real nice guy.
We hope he never needs hospice.
Exactly.
Oh, he's a hoax.
I mean, because we could sit there and look at all these situations and go, okay, all these situations can be changed by people's changing thinking, where one day they would be not needed anymore. But the way things are, people are on their different paths of evolution, of focusing and spirituality and that kind of. Yes. So so the one thing that's sit back, even with your ex-husband and my ex-fiance and people like that, we just got to look back at them and say, you know something? They're not doing anything to us or anything like that. They're just being who they are. And we need to separate ourselves from the situations as soon as possible. Huh?
I got 2 more years, and then I'm having a big party. I just cannot wait. As soon as my son turns 18,
gotcha.
I'm getting the hell out of this area. I cannot sleep anymore.
I hear you. Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. You got to sit there and plan it, and then
I'll be done with my education by then. My son will be out of high school, so I can definitely. I've been telling my kids this for years. I said, now I got 2 more years to go. I've been counting down these years for so long just to get the hell out of here.
Well, still have some fun anyway as you're getting to the point of where you're going to get it out of there, okay?
And
the queue's getting full, so we're going to have to get down the road. But we really appreciate you calling us, and I really appreciate it. And definitely keep in touch with us. And I think she's going.
I would say so.
Yes.
She's called before.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
all right,
I remembered her.
All right, here we go. Area code 631. Area code 631.
Hi, I'm Rita.
Hi.
Hi,
hey, Rita.
How are you? I feel bad for the last caller. I listened in on her call. You know, I don't know where she lives, but, you know, jobs are tough. And, you know, I guess if she's working in a supermarket, working in an office, maybe it seems like it would be better. But in those 3 days, I'll bet they'll jam 5 days of work for that poor girl. But especially if he says it needs to be organized. But anyway, I'd love a little mini angel reading.
Okay.
I've been focusing on the angels. I normally surround myself with 4 of them every night, for archangels.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island in New York.
Oh.
I'm about 10 minutes from the north of the Atlantic Ocean.
Ooh,
and nice. I lived in San Diego for a year in my life, and there I was right across the street from the Pacific. So I love to be near the seawater and the salty air. And
all right.
And, yep, and lately I've been experiencing a lot of angel action and even spirits crossed over that are coming through in my meditations and dreams. So I'd love to, you know, hear if you're feeling anything on that.
I'm always feeling something.
Okay. That's
we
won't
go there, Donnie.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. That's the one thing I was teaching some of my friends, too. It's like we hear a lot of people say, well, I'm an empath, I'm this and that and the other, and ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm like, why don't you guys find the strength in these things and make it just – the more you find the strength within your abilities, the more you find strength in your life and yourself, and it just enhances everything. So what we're going to do here, we're going to do a three-card angel foundation reading.
That's
okay. Now, okay, what we got going on first is the first three cards of your foundation is the idea of the Six of Earth, which most people in the tarot card deck would see that as the Six of Pentacles. It talks of gifts of money, time, and effort. It shows new career opportunities, receiving a loan, or paying off debts. Actually, when I look at that situation, I see the card as a lot of gifts coming to you in the next month or two. It's almost like the way it comes to me is like a genie kind of summer, you know, where it's just a lot of things are going to be happening, miracles, blessings.
I'm having miracles. First of all, let me tell you, I'm flat broke. I went through a divorce that absolutely stripped me of everything I had, and I've been alone now for 4 years. I'm back at my mom's, and I really gave up on the whole money thing. I'm not working right now, but spiritually, I am seeing miracles every other day. My heart chakra and my third eye chakra are opening. It's like the veil is so thin. So I'm receiving gifts in that way, in a big way. 2 days ago, I spoke with some guy who speaks to people from the other side, and it was a short call. I was just browsing through, and he told me that my father came through, and he told me to go through my notes, and I have a whole shelf full of paperwork from my court case, which was a few years old, and I thought he was talking about that, but I also have, like, notes that are on the side of my bed. And I needed to organize them today. And when I picked one up, I found a gold pin with an Indian chief with a big feather, you know, thing on his head and two rubies in it. And it's a pin that my father received for 25 years of service for the Massapequa School District that I didn't even know he had. And he's been dead for 23 years. So
who's this guy that you went to go who told you this?
He's from the UK, and he has a show on Blog Talk Radio, and he only does it on Wednesdays, and he always changes the name of the show. So the fact that I even came by this guy was a miracle, and I was on the phone with him for 45 seconds, and he just said, and in his little blog, in his little description that he wrote, speaking, communicating with your loved ones on the other side and evidential proof. It said evidential proof. And 2 days later, I picked up my notes, and there was this pin. And 23 years ago, my mother cleaned out all of my father's stuff. So it's miraculous that this gold pin with two rubies was sitting right on my notes, and I've been connecting with my American Indian heritage. You know, I've been surrounding myself with angels and an American Indian healer every night. And here I have this, like, Indian chief warrior with a headdress on and rubies. And I just picked it up today.
Right.
So as far as, like, you're seeing the Six of Pentacles, which I always kind of relate to material gain and reward, which I'm not – I can't even see where that would be coming from at this point because I'm not working, and like I said, I'm broke. But spiritually, I'm receiving a lot of riches.
Oh, yeah, because it's talking about the ideal. See, the next card was Ego. This is Archangel Jophiel.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the false sense of entrapment. It talks about being overly focused on material things and negative or false-based thoughts. So it's the ideal that when you talk about spiritual gifts, we're talking about the ideal of changing one's perception on exactly what you can bring into your life. Because that's what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about my ex-fiance and her mother used to say, you need to go and get a job. Their perception was, in order to get ahead in life, you had to work.
Well,
they didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there telling them, I said, but you're not looking at the situation, the picture. And they go, what's that? I have a business. And I work this. This is all I do. And I was like, mm-hmm. focusing. And I was like, it's kind of hard to look at someone and say, how come you can't see it? When they have a brand new bedroom suit that I just bought,
mm-hmm.
and also a brand new television,
right?
A flat screen 32-inch television, and mm-hmm. she had cable, everything. And I was like, who's paying for all this? You're not paying for it.
So what is the real story, that they were disapproving of the way you were living your lifestyle? Is that what it was? That
they were
just unaccepting of your gift?
They were fascinated, and well, it's like this. This is what I call people that are contradicting, because they were very fascinated because of my talent and everything that was going on with the whole thing, and even the idea of getting free readings all the time. But when it came to the ideal, can you actually make a living at it? And even though her mother came to me one time, and she was a very good person at promoting people, and she said, you know, what you need is promotion. But she said, you know what the difference between you and Sylvia Brown is? I said, accuracy? I'm just kidding. But that's my personal opinion. But I sit there and she gave it to me and she's like, you know what the difference between the two of you are? I said, what? And she said, I think you're as good or even better than she is, but you need to see someone to promote you. And she has good promotion. And I was like, okay. Even with all this stuff that she was telling me, they still came back and said, I need to get a job. And
I know.
Like,
unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Yep. Yeah,
it's really crazy.
Yeah, I had to really stop worrying about the judgments of other people and what they think. And right now, I'm doing what makes me happy, and I'm receiving gifts for it. You know, I'm actually receiving gifts from the universe, and I'm so mm-hmm. grateful.
And the third card.
So now the Jophiel with the Ego card. What does that mean to me? Because I feel like everything I'm doing is looking in the right. I'm not looking for anything material.
Well, the card is actually just confirmation.
Okay.
Where you came from and what you're going into. And
great.
Then we have the third card on the foundation. On the foundation talks about, this is a page of fire, and it talks about news of an exciting new endeavor. Use your originality ingenuity. Whew.
Ingenuity.
Because it says outgoing, creative, confidence, mischievous, and I say put them all together, and you got a great business.
Excellent. And you know what? I have, like, for the last 3 years, I've been studying online to do healing work with my hands. And within, like, the last 2 or 3 weeks, the veil became thin, and I started getting communications from the other side. And it's like they pushed me into something different. Like,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be giving service to others, but it's not going to be through your hands. It's going to be through your mind.
Right.
So this was a complete surprise to me, because not that I wouldn't want that gift. I never expected it. I never expected it. And all of a sudden, poof, it just appeared. And and everything's pointing to it. So that is exactly in alignment with, it's an exciting new endeavor for me.
Yeah, because I think we talked once before where I sat there and said it was the ideal of connecting with all these things that are happening with you, with communication messages and that kind of stuff, where your gift was just going to be opening up even more.
Yes.
Because you felt like you were on the threshold.
Yes, that's how I feel. Thank you for saying that. Oh, my goodness. Because I have spoken with other people, and that's the word I was looking for, threshold, because I think I was describing it like I feel like I'm bursting at the seams or something's like, I'm right on the precipice, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody said, oh, I see you starting something at the beginning of next year, and somebody else said, oh, don't push it, they don't do it that way, but no, exactly what you said, I'm on a threshold. That's exactly where I am, you're right on target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I actually pulled the next two cards, which right now, when you look at the cards, actually the earth cards are dominating this reading, which is good, and it's the idea of focusing on grounding. is focusing on the green, which is the ideal green earth energy.
Yes, I have been.
Yeah, you know, the combination of it's like you have the universal energy and the earth energy of trying to combine the green and the gold together, as in imagining them both together as a gold and green snake of going through the chakras around your body and actually cleansing and going back and forth, coming out of the top of your head, going down the sides, back around, cleansing, not just the idea of the aura,
right.
Cleansing your chakras all the time and also your aura, because it seems like there seems to be some things around your shoulder area and your aura that seems like there's some dark areas there that need to be released too as well.
You're the second person who told me that, and I you know what? I do believe it, but that card, the one that you just read and what you just explained, is really significant, and especially with the cleaning of the chakras, because somebody
mm-hmm.
told me about that a couple of weeks ago, and I had some, like, roots and twigs and stuff in there, and once I released those, but this is a continual thing, and yes, I do have to focus on that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the grounding, too. But with the green and gold going through my body, through the chakras, around, coming back around, I see that. I see that. So I'm really grateful for that call.
Yeah, and then we got the earth. We got the eight of earth, which talks about skilled work is rewarded, learning all there is to know about the topic, and going back to school. And sometimes people don't realize this when they talk about school. Don't get caught up in the commercialism.
Right.
The idea of going back to school is the idea of letting yourself and your intuition guide you where with all the materials and stuff you need. When I was in Tennessee, people look at me going, it's like fascinating to watch you walk in the library because you get about 10 books. And I started reading between 5 to 10 books a week. And people go, how do you do that? I don't know. It was just the idea that I was being led and guided into a certain situation, a certain direction. And these are the books I needed to obtain. So therefore, I realized when those things happen, not too long after that, an opportunity or a situation presents itself where
right.
I understand why I learned those things. That's what it's saying. So going back to school and learning all you can about the topic is the ideal. I've just been doing this lately where I've been doing remote viewing palm readings.
Oh my God, I'm so fascinated with the remote viewing. I've downloaded a few of them. And actually
mm-hmm.
experimented a little bit. Yes, I'm really fascinated with that. So how
well,
you
got to watch
with
the formats. You got to watch the format on those too, because there's different variations of remote viewing. There's this one guy, I can't remember his name. He's
Ingo
always
Swan?
I don't know this one guy. This guy here is always focusing on disasters.
Oh yeah, no.
And this is
not,
the situation.
No,
they
no,
also,
no.
He's very
Positivity.
He's very egotistic, where he talks
yeah.
about the idea that you can't pick up on the object. All you got to do is pick up on the textures and stuff around it. And I said, this guy can predict hurricanes and earth changes, that kind of stuff, but he's never found a child. He's never really done anything good for human race except for predict disasters. And I said,
are you talking about Dr. Turi, the French guy that lives in America?
He might be one of them.
I think that's all the guy does is predictions. He predicted 9/11, and yep, every prediction he makes is an earthquake, a volcano, many people dead,
mm-hmm.
Threats on the
I'm just saying with the situation, guys. I'm just saying.
I know he's horrible.
I'm just saying with the law of attraction, if you go looking for it, you're going to find it.
Right.
Also, we have to realize one thing with the mass consciousness on this planet. Also affects the planet as a
yeah.
whole as well. The planet and the human race are connected. We always talk about grounding. We're also talking about universal energy.
Yep.
We're connected to both.
Yep.
When we sit and look at the term dominion, having power over, God created the universe and the earth and everything that goes along with it and everything within and out. So therefore, when we say we have dominion, we have dominion over everything and anything. And it's the idea of looking at those situations. If that's the case, then we have people who are predicting disasters. For what reason? To get recognition
right.
or
fear.
The ideal?
Fear.
Yeah.
To instill fear in people, and that's, I'm not about that. Every gift I receive, I plan on giving back tenfold.
What's his name? The old guy. Nostradamus.
Oh, right.
Nostradamus said that when you change your thinking, you change the outcome. You change your perception, you change the future.
Right.
So when you start looking at these situations and stuff and putting it in perception that we have that much control, then you can't sit here and look at the situation of these guys as not doing the same thing, controlling
right.
it. And plus, remote viewing in itself and the idea of creation of remote viewing was also a science, we could say a science project of the government.
You know who I liked a lot was Edgar Cayce. Are you familiar with Edgar Cayce?
Yeah, so I loved his stories on auras.
Me too.
He said he could see auras.
Yeah.
And he said the reason he thought it was important to see auras because he said there was an incident where he was at a building. I think he went there for some kind of appointment or something. And he said he walked up to this elevator, and when he saw the elevator open up, he said the people in the elevator either had their auras really close to their bodies or they didn't have any auras at all. And something just told him not to get in the elevator.
Wow.
So he didn't get in the elevator, and 8 minutes later, the cable broke. And the elevator went crashed to the freaking floor.
See? Amazing. See, now that's one of them I didn't know. But see, that's I'm so much more in alignment with him, and everything he did was to heal and help people. And because he was in a trance state when he did it, people tried to take advantage of him, and then he had his secretary was actually his wife, and she had to sit in on every reading after that because
actually she wasn't his wife, but she did she did record everything he did.
Right, just so that people would not be able to take advantage of him, and he would use his gifts to help.
14,000 documented.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it?
He also said he had an Atlantean guide, and also with those Atlantean guides, I saw this on Unsolved Mysteries. This lady had this ailment that affects your eyes, and what happens is you get a spot in your eye, and then as things progress, the dot keeps getting bigger and bigger until you can't see no more. Well, she went everywhere. She went everywhere looking for a cure for this whole thing. She just knew one was out there, and her last resort, she went to Edgar Cayce's library. And
mm-hmm.
she actually found a reading where he had given this person a reading on the same kind of ailment and how to cure it. And what she did was she took the same cure and did the same thing. What was so funny was it was actually a cure that was given to him by his Atlantean guide that said it was simply – this is why I've always sat and looked at the situations of Atlantis not being a war state, but
mm-hmm.
being more of a defender of its own self.
Absolutely.
Place of mass meditation. It's like I tell everybody, I said, you see all the Reiki and all these things, you see little spots here and there. I said, imagine a whole society where it's the same thing, and your kids are your apprentice, and you're just passing it down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she got a hold of this massage. It was just a simple massage that was done around the shoulders and the neck area. And when you do this massage in a certain way, it will cure this. And so she did that, and it's exactly what it did.
She massaged herself?
She didn't know. She had somebody do it for her.
Oh, okay.
But she found a cure. It was, well, in the particular areas where it was, it would have hurt to do it herself. But I understand what you're saying. Because there are a lot of things that you can do for yourself, like with your hands and your feet, that people don't realize. But there's also pressure points and areas in your hand and your feet that can actually stimulate your chakras. That can actually stimulate certain parts of your body and that kind of stuff in the process of healing oneself. Just on the hands and the feet, not just massaging those areas, but just because I used to do the same thing with when I first started really working with chakras, they found out that there were certain parts of your hand that hit certain chakras. And then by massaging those situations, like in a situation, because like the chakras in some ways I think works where there's you have one, as the chakras go down to seven, one goes counterclockwise.
Right.
Counterclockwise.
That's what I'm saying. And
the
other
one
goes the
right,
other way.
Left,
yep.
Right, left, right, left, right, left, right. And was constantly self-regulating itself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as we get older, the energy has a tendency to drop to our lower extremities.
Okay.
Okay, so there is actually this book out there called, I got it right here. Which says, The Ancient Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. It's by a guy named Peter Kelder, K-E-L-D-E-R. And over 2 million copies sold. So there must be something going on there. And I've actually done these exercises myself. It's simply five exercises you can do them in variations, but you got to do them in a combination. Like you do, you'll do seven in the first one, second, third, and fourth, and fifth. Then there's a sixth exercise where it actually takes the energy as you get older and basically propels that energy to regulate it. The five exercises themselves does the same thing too, but a lot of us, as we get older, have a tendency to also get the energy to drop into our lower extremities, especially around the sacra chakra.
Right.
Which explains to a lot of people why they have a tendency to be a little bit more over sexually,
mm-hmm.
because of the energy itself. When you regulate the energy throughout your body,
uh-huh.
you know what's happening is that energy is falling, is going down to the lower extremities.
Like everything else, right? With the gravity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the way our bodies fall; they kind of sag as we age. You know.
That's true, but I'm actually
49, so.
I'm just saying, but also when you interact with exercise and physical fitness of any kind, because the one thing I've talked to people a lot about, relationship counseling, life coaching, there's always one common denominator. It's always taking care of the physical body as well, because the physical body exists in this plane. A lot of people, when they do a lot of spiritual work, have a tendency to forget about the physical body. They focus on their mind and their spirit and that kind of stuff, but they don't really realize the body also needs its stimulation because they all exist on the same plane.
True.
So, and we've seen it because I was like, where's that one book I had? I had it here.
You know, I do understand you're saying, because I have really not paid much attention to the body, and I just bought a pair of walking shoes to begin
mm-hmm.
walking, and I am going to begin walking this weekend or Monday. I'm going to start out slowly, and I am going to do a lot of walking because I actually gained a tremendous amount of weight doing nothing.
See, you focus on the mind a lot, too, but one thing you could do, too, is I found this on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And there's subliminal CDs, and there are actually there's CDs on there, but there's also, you can get these MP3 downloads. I actually spent last night downloading I did this last night, and it was kind of incredible because I found all these downloads I never thought about. I found one. It was called the 33 Bowls, Tibetan music with the musical bowls.
Yes,
they had
wow.
the one. Then they had a subliminal one here called "Achieve Your Goals." Best subliminals. It says attract luck, boost your sex drive, depression free, develop a millionaire's mindset, developing extreme motivation.
And these are, you listen to these while you sleep? Is it subliminal? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have this one here. It says easy astral projection.
I would love.
Yeah, I'm still doing the thing here with the gamma. It's called gamma isochromic mood elevator. It's a different kind of technology, but it's good.
Gamma astrochronic mood elevator.
Yeah, so it says, and then it says increase your creativity, increase your metabolism, increase your sex appeal. Here's that isochromic gamma brain waves. These CDs are really good, trust me. But these MP3 downloads are really good. Sometimes it's some of the words I got with them. And I have they have the hyper gamma, and then there was learn how to see auras, and love to exercise. So if you have you could actually use the motivational one together.
Yeah.
And then here's one. Open the third eye.
Great.
Okay, hold on. I clicked too many times. Then we have the one for sex, prosperity and success, psychic development all around, subliminal anti-aging. We have subliminal message, increase your mind abilities. And then we have the subliminal powerful increase for focus and memory. And I actually have a couple other ones from BrainSync.
You downloaded all these last night?
Yes.
Okay, I have some BrainSync ones.
I got BrainSync. I got the ones on Pure Coherence, which is actually, they call it rough proofing your brain, your memory. So we got Pure Cognizance. I hate that word.
Cognizance.
Yeah, we got Deep Resonance. I feel like I'm sneezing.
Resonant.
And then we have slow waves, which this is slow wave sleep, which this actually regulates your sleep pattern.
I need that. Slow
yes.
wave sleep. I never heard of that.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yeah, I need that. Okay.
And then we had, and then there was a couple more where I got, I think these are like on the same kind of thing too. These were healing meditations.
Okay.
They actually have two forms. I like this too because they give you two forms. See, there's two forms. They're both the same.
Mm-hmm.
But one you listen with the headsets, and the one you can listen, and you can just play out, like play around your, like when you're working and stuff, you can just play like you
out
would play
loud.
Music, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was another one called Super Learning Anytime, Super Learning with headsets and Super Learning, and this is another one too, Super Learning Anytime, which you can listen to it anywhere, and then they had Super Learning, which is the same thing, but it's a more intense thing that you use with headsets. And
yeah.
also, when you got the one up here where it talks about the, it's called Improving Your Mind as You Age. And it also, when you can go on, I got this on BrainSync. And they had a special. I don't know if that special is still going on, but you can get those downloads. There's three downloads. Plus, you get a book.
Okay, great.
The book is called Brain Power: Improve Your Mind as You Age, and it's like a blueprint to optimizing your brain and improving the rest of your life. Because what they're saying is, in the process, like the physical body and the brain work hand in hand. The whole body works as a whole. If you focus on one or the other, you create an imbalance within your life.
Yep, and you'll lose the other. I know exactly. I had two grandfathers, and one used his brain, and the other used his physical strength. And the
yes.
one who was the farmer lost his mind, and the one who used his brain lost his body.
So it's the idea of trying to combine both.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting and looking at your cards. Also, the second one I got on the second level was Ace of Earth, where it shows an inflow of abundance, a promising business, because you're getting this a lot, a promising business venture. So you got to follow through with that.
I will. I promise. But this is great. Everything is in alignment. Everything you're reading is following the other.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like doing these pyramids. Also, the top card, your final card, was a contented and rewarding family life. Your emotions and material needs are met. Trustworthy relationships. So it's like opening up the thing. Because I tell people a lot about this. When you focus on your life purpose, you more likely find your life purpose, your life partner.
And you know what? I was actually really duped when I got married. And when I got divorced, I prayed every night to God, please do not allow me to become jaded against trusting in a relationship again. I prayed every single day because, you know, I love to love, and there is no way
right.
that somebody, I would ever want one spirit to destroy mine, you know, of loving somebody else. So that's wonderful news that the right person will gravitate to me, and I'll have that kind of abundance too. And hopefully, yes, because now that I'm grasping onto this new lifestyle, somebody's going to really have to be accepting and in alignment with this. And I would have never been able to do that in my marriage. You know? So it took something to leave for this to open up, and I'm really grateful for it. And
okay.
I guess maybe you too, because you didn't have the acceptance either, right?
Yes, and it's one of those things, accepting everything and being very open with the whole thing. Like they were saying, my mom didn't like him when I sit there and said, okay, she said, you got to stop riding the fence. She didn't realize she was giving me a message, not the idea of focusing and what she was talking about was the idea of something I already knew.
Right.
So I embraced it and the whole thing, and things have gotten nothing but better and better and better, and it's like the idea of focusing on what you really do want and watching it unfold, which I've done many times before, but it was just now taken to the step of actually seeing it every day.
Yep. Well, I'm seeing it actually every 2 days, so, you know, it sounds like it's going to keep going forward, and I look forward to seeing it every day. I'll definitely look up all these downloads that you're talking about, and, yeah, because I went from healing with the hands to now opening up the mind, so it's definitely a different type of study, and, you know, my dad was a teacher, and he said that you could get a college education just by reading encyclopedias. And so when you talked about the school, I knew exactly what you meant, just studying and learning everything
mm-hmm.
you can about what you're going into. So
yeah.
You've given me a great gift tonight because I have tons of validation from you now.
Yeah, those downloads, I got them on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And each
yep.
each one of those downloads I got, that I just told you about,
mm-hmm.
except for the other one. Now, when I got the ones on the idea of improving your mind as you age that comes with a book, the special
right.
was you get those three downloads and you get the book for only $14.95. But those other the other subliminal MP3 downloads I told you about,
yeah.
they were 99 cents a piece.
Okay, that's great because I wrote them all down. I was writing as fast as I could.
Well, like I always say, just go back in the archives if you didn't catch it the first time and just get your information as much as you can, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Listen, I really appreciate you taking so much time. I'm sorry to the other guests if you have other people in queue. I really didn't mean to do that, but I appreciate it very, very much.
That's okay. We try to hit everybody, you know?
Yep. You did great. You did great for me, and I love you for it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
You're
have
welcome.
A great weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. That was interesting.
You know, some of their MP3s for meditations are free.
Yeah.
On Amazon, because I've gotten some stuff on there for free. And some stuff I paid 99 cents for.
Yeah, so I'm just saying the ones I got, I was in there going, it was kind of fun and the situation I was picking up on. What I want to do real quickly before we go any further was the idea of give out the information. Okay, for everybody, you can call me for, if you want to call in right now, we still got a little bit of time after the show, so call in and take care of that whole thing. Just give us a call at 646-721-9031. If you want to sit there and call me for a private reading, please do so. All you got to do is call me at 740-500-8863. Also at 740-601-9835 or call me through Skype at donald.reed8 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And for example, give us a call for all of our specials. I'd love to sit down and talk to people. And right now, our May special is $75 for 75 minutes, 45 minutes for $45, $25 for 25 minutes. We also have a 15-minute reading for $15, which is a one-card reading. Our 90-minute sessions and our life coaching, relationship counseling, parties, our group readings, either on Skype or in person or on any kind of format you want to look at, those can be... Those are only $77 this month, so there's a lot of specials going on. You can also get three of those specials for $150. I mean, three of the specials. You can get three 90-minute sessions for $150. You can get five 45-minute sessions for $100. You can get the 75-minute sessions. You can get five of those for $125 for those. And for the 25-minute readings, you can get five of those for $75. So give us a call, and we'd be glad to sit down and work with you. And also with the situation with people's budgets and how things go with those situations, I guarantee you whatever your budget is, I can work with you. If you have a deal, call me. Just talk about it and deal with the situation, okay? It'll be fantastic. It'll be great. I love working with people, so the ideal is make it happen. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or at 740-601-9835 or at Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters. And also contact me through my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And I also have a girlfriend who actually is with me on the show. Her name is April, and she's actually called April Angel Medium. And you can contact her. She does some great clairvoyant tarot card readings. She's also a remote viewer too, as well. And she also does spells. And she does some fantastic soulmate prayers, soulmate spells, and things like that. So if you want to give her a call at 919-600-1904. Contact her through her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. Okay, Dee, go ahead and give them the information for yours too.
Okay. If you're looking for a reading, contact me at 207-374-5072, or you can email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations, and I take PayPal. So if you're looking for an email reading, I suggest a $20 donation. For an hour's reading over the phone, I suggest a $60 donation, but I'm willing to work within your budget, so contact me because nobody will be turned away. I'm always there to help. I also do healing energy, and if you're interested in some jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, so you can email me, and I will email you some pictures to give you an idea of what I can do. All my jewelry is made with good stone beads. As I said before, I use freshwater pearls in a lot of my stuff, and I use moss agate, amethyst, rose quartz, aquamarine, all kinds of stones. And I use stone pendants, and sometimes I use stone silver pendants, and I put good Hill Tribes silver, handmade in Thailand by the Hill Tribes people, in my jewelry. I'm going to be doing chakra jewelry, so if you're interested in that, contact me, and we'll work out prices and what you're looking for, because I make necklaces, earrings, bracelets, so we'll work out the length and how many strands you want, that sort of thing. And I take PayPal, and I'm looking forward to hearing from any of you.
All right. Also, I want to start to make a mention of our sponsor, Richard Palango. He actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, which he has spiritual and natural products. So if you're looking for products, as in the sense of taking those chemicals and toxins out of your life, this is a great opportunity because Richard says through his website, DivineBodyWash.com, you can actually, if you donate $25 for our listeners, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of body mist. And these are great products, and this is a great opportunity to actually take advantage and get a sample of your own to test these things out just for a simple donation. Also, the donation also helps to support the show so we can keep the message, keep this format open so people can get questions answered. We feel like it's a great teaching format, so therefore we want to keep that going on. And you will be a part of that just by making a simple donation and plus getting a chance to actually sample some great products. Okay, again, that's $25. You'll get a bottle of body wash, and for $35 or more, you'll get a bottle of body mist to go with that. So, therefore, give us a go. And if you also want to donate to the show, you can donate any kind of amount that you want. You can donate a dollar if you wish. And for everybody out there who's donated to this show, thank you so much. And it's one of those things that we appreciate everything everybody does for us. We appreciate the listeners. And we're always the listeners and the callers and everybody who calls into the show. We just want to start and say thank you. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And always give love where love is given. We also have another caller in the queue. So let's get
all
to
right.
them. Let's get to them and see what's up. Okay. Area code 904, Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Hello.
How y'all doing? I've been enjoying listening to you tonight.
Well, thank you. I guess you did you enjoy your intro there too?
Oh yes, thank you. Okay. I would just like an angel card reading. I don't have anything. I'm still waiting and am open to receive. I'm just enjoying my journey, Donnie.
That's good. That's why you gotta be. You gotta do it. Never worry, never think about it. Just be open to receive, and I guarantee you that your life will change dramatically for the better, positive. So we're going to sit here and shuffle the cards real quick. Shuffle, shuffle. I'm going to sit here and shuffle.
After Buffalo.
Okay, what I want you guys to do real quickly for me is I'm going to shuffle the cards. I'm going to cut the cards accordingly, and then I'm going to zip off real quickly. And you guys can have a little bit of conversation because I got to go get my laundry out of the laundry room before they lock the doors. I should be gone maybe 2 minutes. I just got to throw them in the bag and head back his way, okay?
Okay, John.
So I want you to sit there and focus, be open. That's like you said before, open to receive, which means the information that comes across too as well. So it'll resonate with you really good. And Dee can actually give you a reading too, give you some insights what she's picking up on. And I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hi there.
Hello.
I didn't catch your name.
My name is Sarah.
Oh, okay. Hi. So you're looking for an angel reading, and Donnie's going to give you one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, he talked to me in the past. He knows I have been searching desperately for a J-O-B, but, you know, every day I try to enjoy the journey because my basic needs are taken care of. I just need a, you know.
Right, you need that. But you need some stability.
Yeah.
I foresee that coming along in the next few months.
No.
Pardon me, my cats are having at it. If you hear a lovely sound in the background, it's Eamon and Lexi going at it.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, Eamon's one that thinks, I want to be dominant. And Lexi says, I don't think so.
Okay.
It'll be good when they finally get spayed and neutered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I do see in the next 2 or 3 months, I see things really turning around for you.
Okay.
I'm not sure what Donnie's going to have to say with his angel cards, but I think we're going to be on the same page with that. I see
okay.
You. Have you been filling out resumes for places?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing it online, you know. Cause that's,
right.
You
know, I do think that. Go ahead.
I said, yes, I've been doing it online. You know, that's the way it is now. It's no other
right.
Day where you fill out a paper application anymore.
Now everything's become computerized. But I do think in the next, like I said, next 2 or 3 months, it could be a little, it could be somewhere like a month and a half, but somewhere in that time frame, I do see you finding a job that will suit your needs. A job that you'll really enjoy doing that will give you the income you're looking for.
I certainly hope so. I feel like it's going to be a decent income. You know, I just truly believe that.
Yes, you've got to keep believing, have those, you know, do the positive affirmations.
Yeah.
Because I'm learning as I go along that, you know, that life is much better when we feel positive about things. Because we do attract. If somebody was telling me yesterday about things in my own life, about what I was concerned about, and if I kept worrying about it, I was gonna get exactly what I was worried about.
Right.
And I tried today not to be like that because I knew today that there was going to be, you know, the weekly meeting of powers that be, and I just tried to not let it get me because I don't want to manifest the negative or what I don't want. But I see you doing very well. I see you finding the right job and being happy at it with room for advancement, I think.
Right.
Something that won't, you know, it won't always be where you feel, where, you know, a job that starts out, well, this is fine for now, but, you know, there comes a point, you know, where sometimes in a job you're looking for something more because it just becomes so routine. So, you know, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I see you finding something that's going to suit your needs financially and you know, in every way, and you're going to be quite happy there, and there will be that chance for advancement. I see you doing very well.
I need to be one of the winners. Like, I read a story about 3 weeks ago where this lady, I think she was in Virginia, she won the lottery like twice in a week or twice in a day.
All right.
Wow.
I was like, wow, I've been playing the same number for years. Nothing comes.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Would solve a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that I see her getting, you know, a job within the next 2 to 3 months. Could be a month and a half, and I said it was going to be one where she was going to get her needs met financially, and otherwise she was going to be happy in it, and something, a job that would give her, you know, she'd have room for advancement, so I wouldn't become, ho-hum,
mm-hmm.
I'm bored now, I want to move on.
Mm-hmm.
tonight and give her your angel reading.
Yeah, I was there looking at singles. It talks about the page of fire, where it talks about outgoing, creative, confidence, mischievous. And I was like, you know, mischievous is a good thing because it's the idea of going out with mystery. The card is basically saying news of an exciting new endeavor. Use your originality and ingenuity. Ingenuity.
All right, Donnie.
I need to listen to my subliminal CDs. Huh? I was sitting there looking at the situation. Okay, the next card was a Two of Fire, where it says you've come into your own. New partnerships and contracts that continue to move forward. So that was a confirmed confidence. I like to sit there and look at the situation of people's, you know, be confident, keep moving forward. Because it's like you hear so many times, I've heard this a lot, and people don't like it sometimes when I sit there and answer the way I do, but the truth is what the truth is. And I sit there and look at the situation like this. People say, I'm looking for ways to move on, not realizing movement has never stopped. It's you who have stopped embracing life. So therefore, you're going to go. It's like you're coasting along in the canoe. It's the idea you got to get to the point of realizing you can set yourself direction and still maintain the flow. You get yourself in a canoe, you set direction, but you're still in the flow. So therefore, we look at the situation like this. The canoe is structure, and the water is flow. And you're flowing together, so you got to work that together. So it's like you're going and you're moving forward. It seems like you got a very positive attitude. It seems like a lot of things are still changing with you in the process of coming into your own. So it confirms that and says things are going good. In the process of you coming into your own, you realize you've been moving forward the whole time. Now, the third card is talking about a leap of faith and follow your dreams, unexpected opportunities. So it's the idea of opening yourself up to the situation. Also, there's it seems like, do you have a dog?
No.
There's something about dogs. Like there's something around you, or maybe it's a neighborhood or something like that. I'm not sure. But you definitely get a connection with that whole thing, too, is a direction. Or maybe it's just the idea of what a dog does in the process of realistically, you know, not being scared to check things out, marking one's territory, things like that. Not being, it's to me, it's an indication of, how would you put this? When I say marking your territory, it's the idea of no more questioning or justifying who you are. Okay, let's look at that was Archangel Metatron too, or Metron. And then the next two cards on top of that three card, that's a good foundation, I think. And it talks about the life experiences with Archangel Shamuel. It says a significant life event, a powerful revelations that leads to change, time to spread your wings. And I think you're really doing that now, but I think there's more levels to the situation, realizing the process of continue letting go. What I mean by that is I've gotten caught up in myself where we have a tendency to reevaluate things all the time. We're sitting there focusing on an unlimited flow of everything coming into our lives. At the same time, we're still focusing on limitations, as in bills, money, rent. We don't realize by focusing on those things and questioning and the idea of paying them and these things falling in place, it's actually a contradiction in what we're actually focusing on. All right?
Right.
And so it's the ideal. I did this not too long ago, too. I said, you know something? I'm tired of worrying about those things. I've realized in the past that when I let go of it and don't worry about it, they have a tendency to get paid, and everything still falls into place. Even the Bible, it says, you know, God says basically, you know, the animals, the trees, that kind of stuff, they don't do anything but allow and just live their lives, and everything's taken care of for them. And to realize
right.
it's an organized life.
Matthew 6 and around verse 33 or 35.
Mm-hmm.
I focus on that particular scripture quite a bit. And in the mornings, like around 6, when I hear the birds chirping really loud, it's like, you know.
They're happy.
The birds, he'll take care of me too.
That's right, because the birds are all happy singing. I think we should learn how to take care of that, too, as well. Sing, have a good time, be happy, just do what we got to do. Live our lives. I mean, the day I had trouble with my finances there, where I was like, came to a standstill. I was like, okay, I'm working, but the money's just not going to come in on the same day as the rent's due on the room. And then I sat there and said, you know, and then something just came over me and said, you know something? Just go out here and go to the gym, have some fun, and do that kind of stuff. So I just let it go. And that's why I come to hearing, too. It's like, you haven't let go completely. What do you mean, let go completely? I'm sitting here waiting for it. And I said, yeah, but you keep going over and over and over it. And it's the idea when you send something to, when you order something through a catalog or something like that, you don't order it like five or six times before you get it. You just put it out there and you have faith and it's going to happen. Even the idea of how much faith you have in a chair when you sit on it, you don't even question it. You just sit down and you go with the flow. And that's the kind of faith they want you to have in every area of your life within yourself too as well. So I was sitting to look at that situation and go, wow. So what happened was funny. I let go, relaxed. In the process of letting go, I made $200 in 2 hours, which covered everything. And I was like, wow. It was just simply letting go of the whole thing, that those things happen, because it was like they were right on the threshold of coming in. They're right at the subconscious level, waiting to come in. It was just the ideal of just letting go of the freaking reins and letting everything fall into place. The universe got to do what's got to do. I got the Knight of Water for you, too, on the second level. I get the impression, the need to balance emotionally. But I also get the impression where I get the impression you might actually be going to something. But I also see a relationship coming into your life, too. Because the exact words it says on the card, it says, falling in love or wedding proposal. And I think we need to have the relationship first before we get the wedding proposal. But it also shows an invitation to a social event, too, as well. So I get this impression of a lot of things happening right now. So just open your heart, like you said, open to receive any kind of social function or whatever. My friend did this not too long ago, too, where she said she got an invitation to go to Europe for a spiritual what do they call those things?
Retreat?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. For a spiritual retreat. She didn't know how she was going to do it. She didn't have no money. She was flat broke at the time. But she said, you know something? If I'm meant to go, I will, and I'd love to go. That's what she said. I'd love to go. And when I talked to her, she was actually returning from that retreat. So it's amazing how things can change so quickly. Because like I said, in that situation of mine, things changed in 2 hours on the day it was due. So, you know, you can't sit there and say that things don't happen. Maybe it was just my thinking, my resistance that made it happen in that kind of a stressful situation where it happened like right on the day it was due. But I think it could have happened sooner if I was just one of those things. But I heard that. I heard it like a couple times that week. And the first 3 days of that week, that's all I heard was, there's something that your guys were saying that you haven't let go of. And I just started realizing I was still going over it in my head. If I had the money to do this, if I did this, if I contacted this person, I was like, oh, man, this is driving me crazy. And they said, well, they need to let go of it. Let it take care of it. You have to sit there and let it go in order for it to resolve itself. So I was like, why is it so hard to do that? Because we're scared it might not happen. That's the thing, the fear, again. Let's look at the number one. Let's look at the number one card. The number one card is the Daily Double. Just kidding. Let's see. Well, the top card is actually the Queen of Water, the Queen of Hearts. So it shows a person of tender-hearted, empathic, empathetic, patient, and loving. It says it definitely gets more insights to you and actually a relationship coming into existence, because it says relationships developing into a new level. It says trust your intuition, care for yourself and others. Just kind of open up the situation. And the idea of focusing, I get that as more of a grateful, being grateful for situations and how they've fallen in your lap. Or should we say falling into your lap, because it's a continuous thing. I get the impression, like I did with the first caller, I think, it's just going to be a very prosperous, rewarding summer. That's why I would look at it.
Yeah. And I heard someone say something like 2012 is the best year ever. So, you know, I keep saying that affirmation out loud as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2011 was woo, but 2012 was great.
Okay. You in Colorado now. Ha.
Yeah, I was telling people, too. We sat here talking about this the other day where we were talking about couples. It says couples who love each other unconditionally have a great relationship, have the highest rate of manifestations than people who are single.
Oh,
Yes.
Cool.
So these are also signs, too, to me, that when you get with the right person, the right things happen. Not just the ideal right things happening, but both parties have their own dreams. And it's amazing how fast those fall into place. I was here talking to April the other day, too, and I was saying, it's amazing since we've met each other that I've actually gotten back to Colorado. I'm sitting in my new apartment. I just came into an opportunity to get free furniture. I just bought a nice chair to do my radio show in and to do my readings on the phone and stuff in. And it was like one of those great office chairs, the big leather ones.
Uh-huh.
Which used to go for like $159. I got this one for $5 yesterday. Even got the guy to deliver it. No delivery charges, no nothing. He just said, I'll just take it down to you. And then we did that whole thing. And in the process of getting the furniture, I got two coffee tables. I got a filing cabinet. I actually got a new bed. I had a sleeping bag that's one of those really high-tech sleeping bags that goes for $129. Got that for free. Two fold-out chairs, which is good for my business now where I can actually be mobile because I got chairs. All I got to do now is just get the table to go with those things, and I'm good. It's almost like I got the fillers. Now the main products are easier to get because I got two chairs in the front room. I got two coffee tables. I got a shelf for my books. And which is kind of amazing because I actually on Facebook, you'll see my apartment when I first got it. I did a little video showing people what it looked like before the furniture. And then April says, well, now you need to do one and show everybody and do a little documentary about how when you focus and manifest, how quick your apartment can get filled up a week later.
Okay.
I said, that's a good idea. So I put that together too. And I'm actually about ready to put that one down on Facebook. And if you actually go on Facebook, I have Facebook. It's called Psychic X Journeyman, Donnie Reed. Actually, on my cover page, the big one, I actually have a shot of the incline of the thing I climb every other week, every week, every weekend. That I would like to get to the point where I'm actually doing about every four days a week. To give everybody an idea of exactly where we're climbing and where we're going, to even give them an idea what Pike's Peak looks like. So tune in in the weeks to follow. You get those updates on those too as well. But with your situation, you know, it's just one of those things. Like you said, just continue to do what you're doing. You know, open, receive. But in the process of opening, receiving, we're still learning things about ourselves because sometimes that's not easy to do on certain days. And we learn how to keep that flow open. And we find out things about ourselves. It's like, yeah, we're finding ourselves one step at a time.
I agree.
Yeah, finding ourselves one person at a time who crosses our path and go, oh, why did I attract that crazy person? There's something inside you that's a little crazy too, and it's one of those things of embracing it and realizing that our personalities have three-dimensional qualities, so there's a lot more to us than we never thought about. But the more we find out and come into a realization about those parts, I guarantee you everything else in your life will start falling into place too.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Me too. And I want to sit. I was telling everybody else too. In the process of working with affirmations, keep working with those affirmations even after the manifestations have happened, to make sure that they keep going, to keep those manifestations that we've already created, to keep them going flowing, keep them flowing as well. Like for example, with relationships, you found the significant other, you found the situations, and then. There's other things of just maintaining that, where it could be simply just saying, me and this significant person are really learning to love each other and learning to love and understand each other unconditionally. And now we have a wonderful, happy relationship. And just keep saying that from, like, you know, sit down from time to time and just say, hey, you know, it's going good, and I want to keep going, because I think sometimes we have a hard time not realizing that even after the manifestations have happened and occurred, we still have a lot of wants, needs, and desires within those situations too, especially when it comes to the significant other, a career, or something like that, because those things are going to keep constantly evolving. So therefore, we should keep constantly evolving our affirmations and working on ourselves, because as we work with these things, we still are tapping in to hidden parts and pieces of ourselves. I actually had this book called... what's it called? Soul Love. I have this one. It's called Spiritual Growth. And it's being your higher self, being your higher self, realizing that we can, that can actually be one and the same. But the other one was called soul love, connecting to the heart centers. And realizing as we've gone through our lives, it's like we've relinquished parts, bits and pieces of our, of ourselves because of the people we've been with, that we think we had to do that, which are usually backed up by religious religious influences and upbringing. And it's the idea of showing you how to recover those things, to have a whole heart. So therefore, it's a whole lot easier to give it away in the process of realizing with the people who we are comfortable to give it to because we know ourselves that well. So check that out, too. Actually, the books are, their books that I just mentioned are by this lady, Sonia Roman.
If you didn't catch it,
yeah, Sonia Roman. If you want to, go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Go to, I have a page on there called Spiritual Books That I Recommend. And you should be able to find all the information you can with these situations. And I think there's actually a link there's actually a link to Amazon.com if that's the way you want to go. But the information is definitely there.
Okay.
And if you're sitting there looking at the readings and stuff, I always tell people, the prices on the website stay the same, but the specials have a tendency to ring true each month. Okay? So it's one of those things that if you sit there and look at the prices and say, well, I'm feeling like I could get one of those readings for this amount of money, then pick that phone up and give me a call and say, okay, this is what I propose, because I have never turned anybody down. So think about that as well, because it's one of those things of, I know it's budgeting, and some people are on different levels of how they budget the things, not realizing you can actually, I have an affirmation, it's a good one, it's called, I have the means to purchase and have anything I want, anything I desire, when I want it, when I desire it, so be it, so it is. So it's like one of those things of saying, okay, instead of thinking I can't have something, open your mind and say, I would love to have one, and just allow whatever happens, happens. If it happens, it's good. It's always, everything happens for a reason. So allow it and see what happens. I guarantee you, something's going to open up, and you'll be probably sitting there talking to me. So any other questions you'd like to ask before you go? Because that's the final card on that one was the idea of the Queen. And it shows that you are definitely in charge of your life right now, and things are unfolding accordingly. So, therefore, just expect the best right now.
Okay. I am open to receive.
That's the most simplest and direct affirmations you could actually use. You know? But don't fit. I sit here and do this myself. I notice a difference that in the mornings, if you actually, every morning, sit there and get you a list of all the things you'd like to see happen that day, and then make an intentional decoration to the universe that day, I guarantee you every day will fall in the way that you want it to. At the end of the day, you'll be going, wow, okay, what are we going to do tomorrow? And the anticipation, the enthusiasm comes back in your life.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it and love hearing from you. And you have a great weekend as well.
All right.
Sorry about the delay on the laundry.
Oh, no problem.
Take care.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye now. Okay, on that note, I was sitting here looking at the chat room because I think there was some people still talking in there. Well, Destin, my right and perfect position has now arrived.
Hello?
Just typing. I was sitting looking in the chat room. There's still one person in there. I was trying to put the... It's one of those things I was sitting telling everybody, thank you for being here. Because the people in the chat room can't hear you.
I got another phone call at the end of the show. Catch you later.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, we're ready to go. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to sit there and hit the road myself and get things. I got some things to do, and I'm sure we all do. So, therefore, thank you all for being here. Have a good night. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. If there's any books that you want to check out or didn't get all the information for, just go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Go to the page called Spiritual Books I Recommend. And check out the links, too, as well. There's a lot of links on the other. There's a link page, and there's also another page. We're also going to bring some more affidavits to the show, to the website, too, as well. So stay tuned. And also, check me out on Facebook. Facebook is Psychic X Journeyman. Psychic X Journeyman, Donnie Reed. And check out the other updates and that kind of stuff we got going on, pictures and that kind of stuff. And if you want to contact me for an email reading, please do so at psychicxjourneyman@live.com. We'll be glad to sit there and sit down with you and do a 5-card angel reading for you. So if that's an easier format for you, then do it. If you want to sit there and give me a call at 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835, or contact me through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters. And you can also contact me through the website, like I said before, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, don't forget that our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, is also offering our listeners, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. The products are natural, they're spiritual, they go along with your path that you've chosen. And if you're also in the process of getting chemicals and toxins out of your life, that will definitely also enhance that too as well. And this is a perfect opportunity to actually get that. Get the products, get to sample them out, and get to sponsor to a great show to keep us going and actually become a part of that message just by those simple donations. And also, if you want to donate to the show, please do so. We take donations of any kind of quality, even if it's only a dollar. We appreciate everyone and everything. So therefore, if you donate to the show, thank you. We appreciate every dime that you gave us and appreciate your support. So you all have a good night, and we'll talk to you later. And we'll leave you out here with a nice little tune called Cheyenne.
Mighty on the earth.